Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Sam Litzinger. There's a published report the abuse of prisoners in Iraq went well beyond what we've already seen. NBC's Jim Mikleshevsky at the Pentagon says today's Washington Post is running new photos and accounts of detainees being beaten and forced to eat their food from toilets.
One Iraqi prisoner told military investigators that to end his torture, he had to denounce his religion, Islam, and thank Jesus that he was still alive. Further indication that this kind of abusive treatment may have been used to soften up prisoners for interrogation.
There's also new video showing prisoners being mistreated, one being dragged by his handcuffs. More fighting today in three of Iraq's holiest cities. U.S. forces are battling rebel militias. NBC News has learned perjury charges are being filed against a Secret Service official in connection with the Martha Stewart trial. That agency was involved in part of the case. This new development is not expected to cause her conviction to be overturned. I'm Sam Litzinger, NBC News Radio.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your car in step. Get your Goodyears today. Mail-in offer ends June 5th.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 76 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Colorado is cracking down on drunk drivers. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Problems in the Stapleton stretch at the noon hour. Report comes to the service with Castrol GTX. The problem is in the form of an injury accident. I-70 westbound approaching I-270. A lot of emergency equipment on the scene there. Stilton flowing southbound I-25 approaching Lincoln Avenue after an earlier injury accident. Sounds like everything is cleaned up. One problem off the freeways. It is at Iliffen University. It's an auto versus bicycle accident. Fire rescue and ambulance just about on the scene there. Castrol GTX, the motor oil special engineer for today's more complex, hotter running engines. Get Castrol GTX, the motor oil that is as advanced as your engine. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Governor Bill Owens has signed legislation that will lower the legal limit for DUI in Colorado. As of July 1st, the limit will drop from .10 to .08. Colorado would have lost $50 million in federal highway money if the limit wasn't lowered by 2007. This report brought to you by Quest Choice Business. Part of U.S. 285 is open following yesterday's fatal crash of a gasoline tanker truck. 33-year-old Jose Herrera of Centennial was killed when his truck ran off the side of the road and exploded. At this point, the northbound lane of the highway is open. Officials expect the southbound lane will reopen this afternoon. A 14-year-old boy was killed yesterday when he and a friend were apparently playing with a gun. Police have not said who owns the gun or where the boys got it. The 13-year-old is in Gilliam Juvenile Detention Center. The Denver District Attorney will be looking at the incident on Monday to decide whether charges will be filed. In sports, the Colorado Rockies are still on the road tonight. They're in the Big Apple, starting a 3-game series with the Mets. Jason Young scheduled to throw for the Rocks, who lost 2 of 3 to the Reds in Cincinnati, including last night's 3-1 loss. Quest Choice Business, your business line plus any 5 features for just $39.99 a month. Over 100,000 small businesses have already signed up for Quest Choice Business, shouldn't you? Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
Mother Nature, spring cleaning. She does it according to her own schedule. Let her do her thing while we do ours. Be prepared this spring and summer with the most up-to-date weather watches and warnings, exclusively on AM 1150. Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no-obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Going to start out with clouds and some patchy fog out there, then turning partly cloudy with isolated afternoon storms, 79. The isolated storms continue during the evening hours, clearing up overnight down to 49. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated afternoon storms, 75. Sunday, 78 with just a few clouds. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
76 degrees under mostly sunny skies. KNRC News Time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:06, 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We've got a lot cooking today. In our 2 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Ron Chernow, who has won the National Book Award. He is a biographer, historian, critically acclaimed author. He has a brand new biography of Alexander Hamilton, and it is number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list. He'll be live with us in studio. He's going to be at Tattered Covered Cherry Creek tonight at 7:30. I'm going to be on Channel 12 Saturday night and Sunday night. I hope I remember to watch myself. Well, we'll see what happens. That's Saturday night and Sunday night, 10 o'clock Saturday night, 11 o'clock on Sunday night. The program on Saturday night is called Drop Frame, which is a program that features the work of independent filmmakers. And on Sunday night, the show is called Colorado Outspoken. And it really speaks to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community, and I've been a big supporter of the gay community, and so they invited me to come on, even though I don't know what your litmus test is, but we're talking about all kinds of issues, and so it was actually kind of fun to do, so thank you for inviting me, and that's 11 o'clock on Sunday night. Also, we are going to give away 3 T-shirts today from the Jim Morris Environmental T-Shirt Company, Boulder, Colorado. They are wonderful, and he sent a bunch over, and many of them have, we loved them so much that many of them we are now wearing, but we're going to give away 3 of them, 1 large and 2 extra larges. It's Bush, and he's a loser, and Joe, bring me down one, what does it say, because I forget, it's a great, great line, and I'm going to give you Jim Morris's phone number. You can go to the website, jimmorris.com, and order these T-shirts yourself. He has a bunch of them. I happen to like this black one a lot. Or you can call 1-800-788-5411, or you can call 303-444-6430, and I'll tell you what it says. We'll do, here it is. It's a black T-shirt, and it's a good quality T-shirt too. And it's got a headshot of Bush, and it's all in white, and then it's a big sign. It says loser in really good fat type. And then underneath it says lost election, lost surplus, lost jobs, lost moral high ground, lost allies, lost compassion, lost trust, lost clean water, lost clean air, lost environment, lost wildlife, lost civil liberties, lost lives. It doesn't say lost his mind. And we hope it says lost the election. We should say, oh, yeah, we should put that one out. Lost the election. That's Joe's idea. Thank you, Joe. So you're going to have to pick up your T-shirt from the station within a week. Otherwise, we're going to appropriate it for ourselves. That's the story. Also, I want to tell you that entertainer Paul Williams, I think he's going to be on Doug Kellett's show later today. He's the songwriter. He's written a ton of award-winning songs, including We've Only Just Begun. He's going to be speaking over the weekend on Sunday at SOAR High School's annual auction and fundraiser. And SOAR is Colorado's only sobriety and recovery high school. It's the fundraiser is 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Sunday, so 4:30 in the afternoon till 9:30 Sunday at the Turnhall Room of Tivoli Student Union on the Aurora campus. It costs $40. If you want the VIP session, that's 30 more. And for tickets and info, call 720-887-9033. Tuesday, tentatively, we will be visited by NPR host Bob Edwards, or maybe former NPR host Bob Edwards. He has a brand new book out on Edward R. Murrow and the birth of broadcast journalism. And next Friday, just in time for Memorial Day, if you wanted to learn how to barbecue in the right way, there's only one person that you have to talk to about that, and that's BBQ guru John Head. He sort of has a PhD in barbecue, as he likes to say, but he really knows a great deal about it. His in-laws were steeped in the barbecue lore. Maybe they even wrote books or had a barbecue academy or something. But anyway, if you want to figure out how to be a virtuoso on the barbecue, John Head will be joining us next Friday, just in time for Memorial Day, when a lot of you are going to want to, you know, the press is always trying to grill politicians, but some of you are going to try and grill your hamburger instead. So there you go. I'm going to open up the lines, 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. We have a lot of things that I want to get to today. I want to bring you up to date on a lot of stuff. But I was looking at Westward last night, and I'm reading a story that I am just amazed at. And I want to share it with you, and I want your views on it. There's a teacher at South High, and his name is Mike Corey, a social studies teacher who's been at South since 1999. He teaches, has taught a number of classes, ancient and medieval history, government, and so on, but he is not teaching right now. In late February, the teacher, Mr. Corey, stood before his AP, Advanced Placement, I assume, government class, and held up a copy of the Rocky Mountain News, which featured a story about the federal marriage amendment sponsored by Colorado's very own U.S. House of Representatives member, Marilyn Musgrave, who must get into the grave when she finds out that she may be in drag. I don't know. Anyway, Marilyn Musgrave, and endorsed by the Bush White House. Mr. Corey often used the newspaper in class as a kind of dynamic daily textbook. He liked to get kids riled up about current events, often pushing their buttons to engage them. On this day, when a Christian student said she objected to gay marriage for religious reasons, Mr. Corey thought for a moment and then asked her. Now, this is the question that's pivotal. Here's Mr. Corey holding up the Rocky Mountain News in the classroom. He's talking about the federal marriage amendment sponsored by Marilyn Musgrave and endorsed by the Bush White House that would prohibit gay marriage and making it a constitutional amendment. And on this day, a Christian student said she objected to gay marriage for religious reasons. Mr. Corey thought for a moment and then asked her. He said, "What if Jesus were gay?" Rhetorical though it was, the question didn't play well with the girl or her parents, who complained to the principal of South High, Bill Cohut. Others shared the feeling that this time Corey had gone too far, and on March 3rd, he was placed on paid leave, and South administrators are currently deciding whether to retain him or recommend that he be fired by Denver Public Schools. If they choose the latter, Corey will have the option of a hearing with the school board. Because this case is still pending, Corey declined to comment. South administrators did not return calls. In the meantime, he cannot have any contact with students or colleagues, which means he probably won't be allowed to attend graduation ceremony. And one of his students, a couple of his students, have thought he was such a fabulous teacher that they're organizing a campaign on his behalf. And one of them said, "He really set the pace for my high school career, and now I won't be able to say goodbye." He's prohibited from having any contact with students. Let me review this with you, and I want you to, I'm dying to know your opinions, because if this is talk radio, we say things like this all the time. We ask a lot of hypotheticals, and in high school you're not allowed to do it. So here he is, he's holding up the Rocky Mountain News, the Marilyn Musgrave's federal marriage amendment sponsored, a constitutional amendment that would ban gay marriage. It's supported by the Bush White House. And you have a Christian student in the class, and she says that she objects to gay marriage for religious reasons. And then the teacher, Mr. Corey, thinks for a minute, and he asks her, well, what if Jesus were gay? That's all he asks her. What if Jesus were gay? Now, have I lost something? Have I missed a point here? Am I insensitive? Do I not get something? For this, he has been suspended. He might very well be fired. He is not allowed to have any contact with any of his students or anybody in any of the school students. He cannot have any contact with students or colleagues, not even his colleagues. He's not allowed to have contact with students or any of his colleagues, none of the teachers who could support him. So he's out there isolated. Because he asked her a hypothetical question, a kind of question that would spur a great philosophical debate. Well, supposing, he says, what if Jesus were gay? What if? It's just a hypothetical. And they all got bent out of shape. I don't get it. I really fail to understand why this man, this teacher, who sounds like he's a pretty interesting, creative teacher, his students like him, he's really pushed the envelope with his students. You have one religious fanatic in his class, and the parents call the superintendent, or they call the principal of the school, and this guy is out in the cold, a good teacher, presumably a good teacher. Is that remark so offensive? Is it that I simply don't get how offensive that remark is? 303-382-1150. The student, the Christian student, said she objected to gay marriage for religious reasons. And Corey thought for a moment and then asked her. He said, the teacher, Mr. Corey, said, what if Jesus were gay? Now, did I ever tell you about the story of the talk host I forget where he was, Georgia or someplace, who was musing out loud, and he said, well, if gays are 10% of the population, and there were 12 disciples, he said, he said, percentage-wise, one or more had to be gay. Well, that was the end of it for him. I mean, the phones didn't stop. I seriously don't understand this. 303-382-1150. Why is this man barred from having any contact with his colleagues? Why is this man barred from having any contact with his students? I don't understand. I mean, it's one thing to send him home and to say, all right, we're going to decide what you're going to do, but you can't have any contact with anybody? I mean, I think this is an outrage. I think this principal ought to be investigated. Or maybe the girl and her family. I don't understand why, hypothetically, for a hypothetical philosophical discussion, you couldn't say, ask the question that he asked. Is there something about this equation that I do not understand? 303, there's one line open. Somebody grab it. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Christopher, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. I love you to death.
Thank you.
Do you know...
But, I hear a but in there.
No. I'm moving in a week, so I won't be able to listen to you anymore.
Oh.
That's the
you
only
can,
but.
No, yes, you can. We stream live.
I know, online, yes. Maybe
you can hear. You can hear online, and I'm going
to
give the web address, knrcradio.com. Anybody can always email me, Enid@knrcradio.com. Okay, what's your take on all this, Christopher?
My take is that it is important for our educators to challenge students to think. People want students to think, and that's important. So that's what this man is challenging his students to do. I think it's also important to challenge students to be intellectually consistent. If this woman objects to homosexuality because of religious reasons, as it states in Leviticus chapter 18, then hopefully she does not eat pork, keeps the Sabbath, does all those other things like it says in Leviticus chapter 11. You know, I'll bet that same girl is eating barbecue ribs on the weekend. don't you think?
Not to mention whatever other sexual pork she might be engaged in, yes. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't want to malign the girl because I don't know anything about her. But that she goes and complains to her parents, and that one complaint from the parents to the principal results in his being suspended, he might be fired, and he is not allowed to have any contact, according to the Westward story here, and Laura Bond did the story, not allowed to have any contact with either his colleagues, which, you know, if you've been suspended, I believe he's been suspended with pay, but if you've been suspended, you will want to talk to your colleagues about this. You will want to have some professional support here. And he is not allowed to do it. And what if some of his colleagues are part of the union? Does it mean that he can't talk to them? I don't know what the story is here, but I think it's awfully, it doesn't say much for South High.
I really think that these are the types of teachers that we need in our public schools and who are going to teach students to think. So that's my
basis. I don't understand why you can't have a hypothetical discussion. He said, well, what if Jesus were gay? Well, we don't think Jesus was gay, but I mean, we don't know one way or the other. And anyway, it's just a philosophical discussion. Is that off the table?
You know what? I think the way public schools are these days, and liability and lawsuits and everything else that goes into them, and overprotective parents, I just think that's the way it is. They're going to drive good educators and good teachers to private schools, to universities, to other places where
if they're private Christian schools, apparently nobody wants to be challenged. They don't want any kind of questions asked. Is this their idea of a real education is the question. Is this typical of that mentality?
You know, I'm really not sure. All I know is that the best teachers out there are the ones who really challenge students.
I agree
with
really
you. Challenge them to develop their own ideas, to think independently.
Christopher, where are you moving to?
Southern New Mexico.
Oh, well, lots of good luck. And why are you moving? Do you have a job?
Yes, ma'am.
Doing
what? It's home.
It's home?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to miss you at KNRC terribly.
Well, you're going to listen to me online. That's what you're going to do.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you.
Lots of good luck. 303-382-1150. That opens up one line. The lines are completely full. George. Oh, did I hit the right note? Yes, George on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is George. How are you?
I'm good, George.
Okay, one sec. I had you on speaker cell phone. Now I have you on regular. First of all, more hypothetically, what if Jesus was Republican?
Oh, no.
See, you laugh, of course. Because we all know
it was bad enough that he was Jewish.
Well, of course he was. And
and he lived at home, you know, forever.
That's right. And not only that, you actually studied to be a priest. And at one time, January 1st was a holy holiday for, you know, Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
In the good old days, it was called the Feast of the Circumcision.
Was it really? Is that true?
I'm serious. You look it up. Right. Now it's called something else, but it used to be called that. And that was the first feast after 7 days after Christmas. You know, January 1st was the Feast of the Circumcision. Anyway, besides the fact that I made a funny...
I'm resisting all impulses to make jokes.
I know.
And it's hard, too. It's hard for me to resist these impulses.
Okay, I know.
All right. So tell but what about the idea here that he asked the question, the teacher asked the question, what if Jesus were gay? Is that... Am I too insensitive to not realize how hideous a question this must be?
No. You were absolutely correct. And actually, I'm 57 years old, so it's been 34 years since I was in school. I'm now an attorney. But I was in Catholic school, and we used to raise all types of things back in the days when I was in Catholic school. I mean, apparently now everything is politically incorrect to raise, and I'm not going to go into the bishop and what, you know, he was saying. But in the meantime, let's talk about this morning Bush was saying at LSU, because he had to find a friendly university. He was saying, you know, Americans, we aren't ones to run away. Well, what was he doing in Alabama if he wasn't running away?
Listen, this is MIA,
Michigan, Alabama. That's what he was.
Thank you, George. I appreciate the call. This is the point I want to make. Bush says one thing and does another. And it's the emperor's new clothes, exactly what Nancy Pelosi said about him, exactly right that he's incompetent, and people believe the thing he says, not the thing he does. When girlfriends of mine are going out with a new guy who talks a great game, I always say, turn down the sound and watch what they do, not what they say. Watch the walk, not the talk. And so here you've got a teacher who's standing up in front of the class, and he's saying, he's challenging a student who doesn't want to be challenged, who's family doesn't want her to be challenged, apparently, who's threatened if there's any challenge, who regarded as a sacrilege if the teacher says, in the matter of whether or not there should be an amendment banning gay marriage, the student says, well, my religion precludes me from, and he says, well, what if Jesus were gay? Liam calling from Congress Park. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, hey.
Hey,
well,
Liam.
What if he were gay? He'd certainly, they would have had, he and the apostles would have had some interesting parties. But that having been said.
Oh, Liam, you are so bad.
I'm wicked. And Mary Magdalene could have brought the peeled grapes. Here's the deal. These so-called Christians are rigid and immature. And have you ever noticed how whenever they don't get everything they want, they whine?
Well, they don't want you to see certain things. They don't trust you to know that you can turn off the TV set if there's something on there that they think is obscene. They want to just prevent you from making that choice yourself because I guess they don't think you're smart enough to be able to do it.
Exactly, but it's the same old pattern. They don't get everything they want, and they scream persecution. Now, if someone thought of bringing back the lions, not necessarily a bad idea, that would be a different story. But they pretty much have most of what they want. It's never enough. Have you ever met kids on, remember when you were younger? There were little certain people who were very spoiled, right?
Yeah, and?
Well, you know, everything from...
Come on, we don't have much time, and we have tons of people
on the line. Saying is basically there's a personality type involved here, and it's I want everything I want, regardless of what anyone else thinks, and if I don't get it, I'm going to stomp my little foot and throw a hissy fit.
And get the teacher fired.
Exactly.
I see your point, Liam. Thanks for calling. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150. Let me give you the number, 303-382-1150. The question is, here's a teacher whose career is on the line. He could be fired. He's not allowed right now. He's suspended with pay, I believe. He's not allowed to have any contact with colleagues or students until this thing is decided. And the only thing he did, as far as we can tell from the piece here, and this was in Westward, is in the matter of discussing the gay proposed constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. You have a Christian student who objected to gay marriage for religious reasons, and the teacher thought for a minute and asked her, then, what if Jesus were gay? And for that, he may lose his job. Have I missed something? Is this school principal need a brain transplant or a spine? I don't think this man, Mr. Corey, should lose his job over something like this. What are your thoughts about it? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live, and you know we shop every chance we get.
Yeah, but in your stiletto heels, you keep slowing me down. That's why we shop at Aspen Grove. You can park directly in front of your favorite stores and walk right in.
No more walking long distances back and forth from the stores carrying heavy shopping bags, something we've been known to do.
Or driving through the parking lot praying for a spot. Spend more time shopping at Aspen Grove in Littleton, a beautiful open-air shopping center with some of the best national specialty shops, many that are exclusive to Southeast Metro Denver, such as Gap Body and Coldwater Creek with its casual chic clothing.
Don't forget Pottery Barn and White House Black Market, the only one in Colorado.
And the great Aspen Grove restaurants. I love the buffalo at Ted's Montana Grill.
Aspen Grove at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton is open Mondays through Saturdays, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 11 to 6. 303-794-0640. That's 303-794-0640. Experience shopping in a whole new light. Sunshine.
The Institute of International Education will honor DU Chancellor Daniel L. Ritchie at its Diplomats Ball, June 3rd at the Denver Hyatt Regency. Hi, I'm Doug Kellett, inviting you to help raise funds for study abroad scholarships by attending this prestigious gala. Hear what Chancellor Ritchie has to say.
I really believe that what we have done over these last
50 or 100 years has contributed more to world peace, world understanding, and world prosperity than anything else that's gone on. When business people or casual travelers visit, it isn't the same as spending time and studying in a country, getting to know the people, getting to know the culture. It really is something that has never happened before our time and has contributed, I think, also to the spread of democracy and understanding around the world.
To learn more or to receive an invitation to the Diplomats' Ball honoring DU Chancellor Dan Ritchie, please call 303-837-0788, extension 16, or visit our website, knrcradio.com, and click on Events.
Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. for the Kiefel Cycling Hour, featuring seven-time Tour de France competitor and Olympic bronze medalist Ron Kiefel. Ron and Megan will talk about cycling news, equipment, and great local rides. It doesn't matter if you're training for the Tour de France like Ron Kiefel, or in Megan's case, just taking those training wheels off for the first time. The Kiefel Cycling Hour has something for everyone, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are higher at this hour, the Dow up by 42 points, the Nasdaq's up by nearly 8. Perjury charges today against a Secret Service employee who testified at the Martha Stewart trial. Prosecutors say they discovered two false statements made on the stand by Larry Stewart, no relation, who performed analysis of the different inks used by Martha's broker on a worksheet. The charges are not expected to affect Stewart's conviction, but shares of her company are up on the news. A New Orleans jury has ruled the tobacco industry must pay more than $500 million for programs to help Louisiana smokers kick the habit. Last year, the same jury found that cigarette makers had deceived the public with an addictive product. Nearly 100,000 SBC communications workers started a four-day strike today to protest the local phone giant's latest contract offer. But SBC says it will drop that proposal and start from scratch unless the union accepts it by Monday night. Once again, the Dow up 43, the Nasdaq's up 8. I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio.
Introducing new Nestle Coffee Mate Half and Half in a new easy pour container. That's quite enough, Cal. Thank you. So try new Coffee Mate Half and Half in utterly delicious hazelnut, new vanilla, and of course, original. Not moo, new. New Coffee Mate Half and Half. It's all the rich flavor you expect from coffee's perfect mate in a real dairy creamer. Look for the package in the refrigerator section. Good job.
Meet Jim and Bob.
Hello.
Hey there.
Before his family's big holiday weekend, Jim bought a new set of tires.
Yes, sir.
So did Bob.
That's right.
But Bob's were installed by a certified technician.
Certified?
At 5 in the evening.
5 o'clock?
On Sunday.
They're open on Sunday?
And that's because Bob went to Sears Auto Center.
I should have gone there.
For tires, batteries, oil changes, shocks, and more, head to Sears Auto Center.
Hurry in now through May 27th, just in time for Memorial Day, and save on all Goodyear tires. Sears. Good life, great price.
Are you tired of the jabber about pop culture and nothing that really affects you? Tune in afternoons to Doug Kellett beginning at 3. Doug Kellett beginning at 3. Exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:33 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, and it's gorgeous for now, although they're talking about thunder showers coming in later. But right now it's magnificent and a really good omen for a terrific weekend up ahead. There is one line open. Somebody grab it, 303-382-1150. The question I'm asking, and I'm outraged by it, to tell you the truth, I think poor Mr. Corey is being ill-treated here at South High. Here was a class. It was a government class, advanced placement government class. He held up a copy of the Rocky Mountain News, which featured a story about the federal marriage amendment sponsored by Marilyn Musgrave and endorsed by the Bush White House. And this is the anti-gay, gays can't marry amendment is another way of referring to it. He often used the newspaper, according to the Westward story, in class as a kind of dynamic daily textbook. He liked to get kids riled up about current events, often pushing their buttons to engage them. On this day, when a Christian student said that she objected to gay marriage for religious reasons, Mr. Corey thought for a moment and then asked her, "What if Jesus were gay?" Rhetorical though it was, and that is the question that has gotten him into the soup. Rhetorical though it was, the question didn't play well with the girl or her parents, who complained to South's principal, Bill Kohut. Others shared the feeling that this time Corey had gone too far. On March 30, he was placed on paid leave, and South administrators are currently deciding whether to retain him or recommend he be fired by Denver Public Schools. If they retain him, Corey's going to have the option of a hearing with the school board. Because his case is still pending, he declined to comment. South administrators wouldn't return calls. In the meantime, he cannot have any contact with students or colleagues, which means he probably won't be allowed to attend graduation ceremonies on May 21st. One of his students, Andrew McDonald, started high school, thought politics were dumb and boring and totally irrelevant to his teenage life. 4 years later, he spends weekends volunteering for the John Kerry presidential campaign, writes and performs politically charged poetry in local slam events, and he credits Mr. Corey with, you know, awakening his, you know, engaging him and getting him interested in all this stuff. And so he and his friend think Corey got a raw deal, and they've organized a small but visible protest of their teacher's suspension. On Thursday, May 13, the last day of school for seniors, they passed out 250 buttons reading, "I support Mr. Corey. Let teachers teach." McDonald and his friend Joey Miller paid for the buttons themselves and gave them out to anybody who would take them, including teachers and janitors. As students clamored through South's auditorium picking up caps and gowns for graduation and signing yearbooks, some were covered in the yellow pins. One teacher commented that the school looked like a political convention. Andrew McDonald, the student, says, "I love our school and I love our principal, but I just felt like we really needed to stand up for Mr. Corey. He really set the pace for my high school career. He's been there every step of the way, and now I won't even be able to say goodbye. It just doesn't seem right." What do you think? 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Todd, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live, and here's a kiss. Mwah. Hi, Todd.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Say, was that really a rhetorical question, do you think, or was he really trying to just spark conversation about what would Christianity be if Jesus Christ was gay?
Well, I think it was a rhetorical question, and it was a hypothetical, and he was probably trying to just spark a whole discussion, getting kids to think.
Okay, because we know what would happen if Christ was gay, right?
What would happen?
Well, he condemned homosexuality in the Bible himself, so... He being a sinless being to take away the sin of the world, if he was actually sinning, then Christianity would be a hoax.
Well, the question is, not going back to biblical times, but right now, the question is, should a teacher be suspended for simply asking that kind of a question to spark a class discussion?
Well, I certainly don't think so. I'm a Christian, but I don't think he should be suspended for that. That falls under freedom of speech, I would guess, right?
I would guess, too. And I think if you're really a good teacher and you challenge kids to think about the, you know, push the envelope, I think you're a good teacher when you do that.
Well, I think you should spark, you know, controversy and discussion. But let's say somebody was praying in the public schools nowadays. Wouldn't they be suspended for that also? So is this just a religious issue?
I don't know. You're not supposed to pray in schools, I don't think,
no.
Unless you do it silently. You can always pray wherever you are, but public prayer is another matter. But
right.
I think Mr. Corey's freedoms were violated here. Todd, thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Louise calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Louise.
About this principal, what is this spineless creature's name?
This principal sounds unprincipled to
yes.
us. This principal's name is Bill Kohut, K-O-H-U-T.
Oh, well, that's good to know. And didn't I hear John Andrews say something about our educational system is totally liberal? I don't think so. This is a perfect example. He's got to be jumping for joy today.
Well, they all think that the media is liberal whenever it reports something that contradicts their way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I think what is happening, this administration has set the tone for evangelicals to run amok. And they are not respecting the power that this administration has given them.
Well, I think you are onto something. I don't know if anybody saw the Jesus Factor last night on Frontline.
Yes, I did.
And maybe that's, but this was in advance of all of that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Although they may have aired it once before. But all right, Louise, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Ray, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live. We have something for you. Hi, Ray, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm a first-time listener, and I kind of disagree.
I don't know if he necessarily should have been suspended or fired, but under other situations when people are having prayer in school and they're mistreated on the other hand as well. You know, they're
Wait. What are you disagreeing about? All the teacher said is, what if Jesus were gay? So he shouldn't have said that? He should be suspended for that?
That could be labeled as intolerable, you know, intolerant.
He's asking a question to spark discussion. Where is that intolerance?
Because it offended someone.
Anything? Is that the litmus test? You can never say anything that offends anybody?
No, because it happens all the time. But when it's happening to a Christian, it seems to be swept under the rug or not as tolerable as if it's a non-Christian. You know, that's the way.
So in your view, he should be suspended, possibly fired, because he asked this question.
I think that he should be reprimanded. That's not necessarily saying suspended or fired.
He has been suspended. And he may be fired, and he's not allowed to have any contact with colleagues or students. And that's okay with you?
I believe that right should be held accountable.
What if you said something that I found offensive and I got you fired at work, and it was just a bland statement? Would that be fair?
It's happened to me.
Yeah, but it doesn't
It's happened to me.
Yeah, but does it make it right?
No, it doesn't make it right.
All right, Ray. We're going to have to say goodbye to each other right now. I hope you'll call us again. I thank you for the call. Ray thinks that the guy, should, because he offended somebody, too bad. He needs to be reprimanded anyway. What do you think? 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
12:41, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Ina. Mostly sunny and 76 now. The state is cracking down on drunk drivers. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Road closure in South Central Denver right now. Report comes to you service of AutoZone. The road closure is along Alameda in both directions between Broadway and Grant Street. Causes a rollover injury accident at Alameda and Lincoln. And the detours are north and southbound on Broadway and or north and southbound on Grant Street. And as soon as they open the highway, we'll try to pass that along to you. But a good area to stay away from all the same. Other problem right now is out on the freeways. It's southbound I-25 at the Boulder Turnpike. One car and two semis involved in an injury accident there. And traffic is jammed back to Thornton Parkway. It's a pretty solid jam. Speeds averaging in the 20s and 30s right now. This weekend at AutoZone, pick up an electric fuse tester kit with an assortment of spare fuses for just $7.99. 20% off the regular price while supplies last at AutoZone. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Beginning July 1st, the legal drunk driving limit in Colorado will drop from the current 0.10 to 0.08. Governor Bill Owens signed the legislation this morning. The state would have lost $50 million in federal highway money had the limit not been lowered by 2007. This report brought to you by the Rocky Mountain News. Hundreds of Boulder Valley School District teachers staged a sick-out today as a protest over current contract negotiations. Teachers are looking for a bigger pay increase than what the school district is offering. For its part, the district says they're giving all they can. A grand jury will be looking into the alleged use of an escort service for recruiting parties at CU Boulder. Former CU football recruiting assistant Nathan Maxey is the central figure in this part of the recruiting scandal. Maxey's CU-issued cell phone was linked to many calls to an escort service in Boulder County. Saturday's daily deal is $5 off gate admission and unlimited rides at Lakeside Amusement Park. Look for it on page 2 of Saturday's Rocky Mountain News. Start your day with the daily deal. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News time is 12:43.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors. Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious
Candace of the Market Street Madams wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks.
Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street. A unique experience right in the heart of Lodo.
Call now for tickets. Your ticket price includes dinner. This unique show is running only for a short time, so don't miss your chance. Call 303-297-9600.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, mostly sunny through the afternoon, maybe some isolated thunderstorms, upper 70s for our high, partly cloudy tonight, isolated thunderstorms, and then mostly clear after midnight. We'll cool off to the upper 40s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Again, maybe some afternoon thunderstorms. Tomorrow's high in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny and 76 now. KNRC news time is 1244. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Join our Voice at Work for eternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
Well, that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
Hello from Athens, Greece. Leave it to Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels to create the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. Go to choicehotels.com to learn how to enter, and you can win a trip to the big events in Athens. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Choice Hotels. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
I like nothing better than spending Saturday mornings fishing. I used to miss some of the best fishing time depositing my paycheck. That was before I signed up for direct deposit. Now, instead of standing in line, I'm casting a line while my money is deposited automatically into my account. With direct deposit, I can fish all day.
You can also use direct deposit for pensions, dividends, even tax refunds. Stop standing in line and sign up for direct deposit today. It's simple, safe, secure. For more information, visit directdeposit.org.
Enid Goldstein.
Let's see what all the excitement is about.
Middays at noon.
Now, what in the world is wrong with that?
On AM 1150 KNRC. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1247 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Brant Turner will be joining us. He has a brand new biography of Alexander Hamilton out, and he'll be live in studio. The lines are completely full. They will open up, and we have some t-shirts to give away, but we can't do that until the lines open up. So we'll do it. Let's go to the phones. And let me just, if you're just joining us, here's the conversation. South High, right here in Denver. You've got a teacher who really engages and provokes students, gets them interested in the subject matter. In the case of the federal marriage amendment sponsored by Marilyn Musgrave, which is essentially gays can't get married amendment and endorsed by the Bush White House, the teacher, Mr. Corey, would hold up the newspaper, the Rocky Mountain News, talk about it. He has a student in the class, a girl, Christian, who says that she objects to gay marriage for religious reasons. And then Corey stops for a minute, thinks, and then he asks her, what if Jesus were gay? Well, the student gets bent out of shape. Her parents get bent out of shape. The principal apparently gets bent out of shape. And so Mr. Corey, the outcome of it is that he is suspended with pay until they decide whether they're going to fire him. Or whether he will, let's see, they're deciding whether to retain him or recommend that he be fired. And if they choose the latter, he's going to have the option of a hearing with the school board. And he's not allowed to have any contact with colleagues or students, which means he missed graduation. And you have a number of students whose lives he has changed. And One of them said he really set the pace for my high school career, and now I won't even be able to say goodbye. I don't think that this teacher should be suspended for asking the question, asking students to ponder the question, well, what if Jesus were gay? Have I missed something here? 303-382-1150. I mean, these are the kinds of questions we deal with in talk radio all the time. We're always dealing with hypotheticals. Some of them far more shocking than a question like that. And what about the teacher's First Amendment, amendment rights? Lisa calling from Lakewood. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Lisa.
Good. I agree. This teacher got a raw deal. This is not right. And when you said the principal, did he need to get a spine? Definitely. Because if we don't start getting a spine and start standing up to these people, they're just, it's just going to get worse and worse.
You're talking, this
take
is
away more and more of our freedoms in the name of religion, and it's wrong.
It's a kind of an American Taliban mentality that's taking over. You can believe what you want. If you want to believe that the earth was literally created in 6 days and the Lord rested on the seventh, fine, be my guest. But don't impose that as science.
Exactly. And to respond to the gentleman about three callers ago that said Jesus condemned homosexuality in the Bible, Jesus did not condemn homosexuality in the Bible because Jesus didn't write the Bible. The Bible was written at least 50 years after his death.
Okay, Lisa, thank you for the call. I love that line that Woody Allen quotes from the Bible, when the lamb and the lion shall lie down together, neither one of them will get any sleep. 303-382-1150, one line open. Hollis calling on a cell, first-time caller. Welcome, Hollis, and a kiss.
Mwah. Hello.
Hi, Hollis. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I think that teachers should be commended for stimulating discussion and creating an opportunity to think rather than just spew facts. That's the kind of teacher we need. All school is doing lately is spewing facts. I mean, you can see that in the CSAP.
Well, I'm with you, and I hate those tests like CSAP. I don't. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation with students.
And you also wonder why people don't want to become teachers.
Are you a teacher?
I was in a previous life.
And what drove you away from it?
Well, it was actually some bureaucracy that drove me away. I was teaching in a related field to what my degree was in, and they said they would give me 3 years to get another master's degree. And I said, you know, I have two kids that need to go to school, college. I'm going to pay for them to get a master's degree, not me. I already had one.
Malice, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Bob, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. I was just wondering, is the teacher gay?
Don't know.
Because, I mean, then the you know, the parents might say, well, he's trying to, you know, change my kids.
All right, well, here's what it says. Let me go ahead with some of the reporting here. Mr. Corey taught us that you can't just complain about things if you're not going to do anything about them to change them, said one of the students. I like to complain, but now I think about it, about different ways that I can do it productively and make a point. Mr. Corey's own life is proof of that to his students. A graduate of Georgetown University, he was working as a stockbroker in New York when he saw a pro-education speech by Bill Clinton that encouraged him to get into a classroom. In 1999, he moved to Colorado, started subbing before landing a job at South High. Since then, he's earned a reputation as an exemplary and involved teacher. He launched the school's AP government course, Advanced Placement Government course, won a Fulbright scholarship to study in China, and won a Colorado Excellence in Teaching Award. Last year, his ninth grade government students won a $9,000 grant from the National Civic League after winning the statewide Student Voices competition. He is a permanent student of the subject matters taught in social studies, wrote the chair of South's Social Studies Department in a letter about Mr. Corey. He illustrates the need for all of us to never close the door on learning. But he has also served some trouble in his five-year teaching career. His style is interactive, abrasive, aggressive, colored by decades spent in Long Island and Brooklyn, and not everybody likes his methods. He's been accused of favoring students who share his left-leaning political views, and he's received reprimands from administrators for being harsh with students in the classroom. Corey was once chastised for calling a kid a Twinkie head after he'd failed to turn in 38 homework assignments and sat in the classroom munching on snacks. I like this guy. All right, what do you think, Bob?
Well, I think I was a Twinkie head.
I think he sounds like a good teacher.
Yeah, he does. I just didn't know, you know. But the only reason I said it was because, you know, people may say he's gay, so I don't want him you know, trying to pass his views on to my kids.
You know, a lot of teachers have just given up, and one of the students says that Corey is one of the few that really pushes students. Well, he really pushes you to express yourself.
He sounds great.
He sounds like a great teacher, and they should be thrilled to have him, and they should not be suspending him. And
that's,
I think,
right,
South High ought to be ashamed of itself. Bob, thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. Michael Onassell, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Well, hello, Enid.
Hi, Michael.
There's my kiss. Right?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Sparks
are
flying
speaking,
out of.
Yeah. Well, you're speaking to a lot of times your antithesis. I'm a pretty conservative Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But I thoroughly enjoy your show. I like listening to it.
Thank you.
Yeah. In this particular case, I'm shocked. Actually surprised, and sometimes I'm able to be surprised by the Denver public school system and so forth, but in this case I'm shocked. It seems so unreasonable, and frankly, for a conservative to object to this, I would ask them, and this particular principal, the Denver School Board, etc., isn't what this teacher asked in the classroom precisely why we have 800 dead GIs in Iraq, that we do not want a theocracy? That's a good point.
That's a great point. And also, you want a teacher that has not given up on the system,
been absolutely
so cowed by the political correctness
that's
in the
right.
system, who
that's
really
right.
pushes the kids. And if a kid hasn't handed in 38 homework assignments, the teacher gets chastised for calling him a Twinkie head. I have worse names for that student.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one other item here.
Quickly, we have to take a break, Michael.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks very much for calling. Call us again. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Gorilla Glue, the toughest glue on planet Earth. Incredibly strong, 100% waterproof, bonds almost everything. Perfect for tough home repairs and building projects. Gorilla Glue, the toughest glue on planet Earth. Take advantage of great low mortgage rates today. Call Western State Mortgage at 888-617-5255 and get a loan package that is custom tailored for your individual needs. A recent customer had this to say.
I got burned by another mortgage company. They made promises that simply didn't follow through. Then I called Western State Mortgage and they consolidated my debt at a much lower rate. And now I'm saving over $800 per month. I should have called Western State Mortgage first.
You too can lower your mortgage payment by literally hundreds of dollars per month. Western State Mortgage supports independent radio right here in Denver and Colorado. Call and mention this ad, and if they complete your loan, they'll donate $250 to the Colorado Multiple Sclerosis Society. Start your 2004 off right and call them now at 888-617-5255 or visit them online at westernstatemortgage.com to get your free rate quote and good faith estimate. Call them at 888-617-5255. That's 888-617-5255. Equal housing lender.
Ah, nothing beats a warm Colorado evening relaxing on the patio while something delicious sizzles on the barbecue. Is your patio furniture up to the test? Hi, this is Keith Lair with Lair Fireplace and Patio, inviting you to visit any of Lair's three beautiful metro area showrooms to see Colorado's best selection of quality wrought iron patio furniture from O.W. Lee. For three generations, the Lee family has been handcrafting fine wrought iron furniture that is not only beautiful, but built to last a lifetime. Hand-forged by skilled craftsmen with incredible attention to detail and design, O.W. Lee is quite simply the finest wrought iron furniture on the market today. Family owned and operated since 1954, Lair's is Denver's oldest, most trusted name in wrought iron furniture. Plus, we have the best selection of quality gas barbecue grills in the state. At Holly and Evans in Denver, 81st and Sheridan in Arvada, and just north of Arapahoe on Broadway in Littleton, there's a Lair's near you. For premium wrought iron furniture from O.W. Lee, it's Lair Fireplace and Patio.
Achoo!
Taking prescription allergy medication but not getting all the relief you need? You need Benadryl Allergy. Proven better than the leading prescription allergy medicine. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is more effective at relieving your worst allergy symptoms, like runny nose, sneezing, itchy nose, and watery eyes. So now you know. Benadryl, more effective than the leading prescription allergy medicine.
Use as directed, based on Benadryl Allergy 50 mg dose 3 times daily. Over the last 5 years, U.S. prescription antihistamine data.
The Larimer Arts Association presents the second annual La Piazza dell'Arte.
June 19th and 20th. The award-winning festival follows 16th century street painting traditions and features more than 200 artists who will spend hours on their hands and knees transforming asphalt into pastel masterpieces of brilliant color and design. Enjoy spectacular artwork, Italian food, beverages, and entertainment. Admission is free. For more information, call 303-685-8143 or visit LarimerArts.org.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1259 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Let me tell you, the phone lines are completely jammed, and it's not fair to take a call right now because we are very close to the top of the hour. So if you'll stay with us, we have T-shirts to give away, the George Bush Luzu T-shirt. Ron Chernow, who is a National Book Award-winning author, and he has written a new biography of Alexander Hamilton. He'll join us in the 2 o'clock hour live in studio. We have lots of things going on. I'll be on Channel 12 Saturday night at 10 o'clock and Sunday night at 11 o'clock, so I hope you have a chance to watch. And here's the good news. 2 more hours of Enid right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. More photos and more controversy over the prison abuse scandal in Iraq. Today's Washington Post has new images of inmates being mistreated. There's also a videotape showing abuse. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby tells MSNBC someone has to be held accountable.
Well, I think the investigation has to go wherever it will lead. And if it goes up the chain of command, that's fine. I believe that we should not just single out a few PFCs or sergeants and so forth and say this is all of it.
Military officials released hundreds of prisoners in Iraq today. One of them says he was destroyed by the Americans. U.S. forces are again fighting militias in several southern Iraqi cities. Traditional Friday prayers were canceled in Najaf because of running battles. A British woman has been sentenced to 2 years in jail for promising to sell her unborn baby to 3 different couples. Prosecutors say Moira Greenslade used the internet to solicit bids. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy 4 selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your car in step. Get your Goodyears today. Mail-in offer ends June 5th.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 76 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Colorado's DUI limit is going down. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Big problems in the central part of the city right now. Gorilla Glue with the information. Alameda Avenue closed in both directions between Broadway and Grant Street because of a rollover accident. The accident with injuries is at Lincoln Street. Detours are north and southbound on Broadway and north and southbound on Grant Street. Police are calling for a couple of tow trucks to get some of the wrecked vehicles out of the way. Other big problem right now is southbound I-25 at the Boulder Turnpike. Car and 2 semis involved in an injury accident there. Traffic jam back to Thornton Parkway. Everything else around town looks fairly decent. Colorado and Ellsworth, watch for a minor accident. Gorilla Glue is the toughest glue on planet Earth. Incredibly strong, 100% waterproof. Bonds almost everything. Perfect for tough home repairs and building projects. It's Gorilla Glue, the toughest glue on planet Earth. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Starting July 1st, it'll take fewer drinks to be considered legally drunk now that the governor has signed into law a bill lowering the legal blood alcohol content to 0.08. Governor Owen says it took years of debate in the legislature, but today's signing is better late than never.
We try to take as long as we can. I wish we didn't. I would have loved to have signed this bill 5 years ago. And there's some debate about whether 0.08 is truly more significant than the previous standard.
With the signing, Colorado becomes the 49th state to lower the limit. This report brought to you by the Denver Post. Hundreds of Boulder Valley School District teachers protested current contract negotiations by staging a sick-out today. They want a larger pay increase than what the district is offering, but the district says it's giving all it can. CDOT says it won't be opening both lanes of U.S. 285 near Bailey until at least 10 tonight. The northbound lane is open now, with traffic alternating through the area of yesterday's fatal gasoline tanker explosion. In sports, the Colorado Rockies are in New York tonight, starting a three-game series against the Mets. Jason Young climbs the hill tonight for the Rocks, who lost 3-1 last night to the Reds in Cincinnati. Don't miss the Daily Deal in the Denver Post. Pick up Sunday's paper and turn to the weather page to find a super money-saving coupon from Shell Oil. Start your day with the Daily Deal. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 104.
From the caucuses to the presidential election,
every vote counts.
We've got it covered. Your number one source for election 2004 information. Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Sell your car.
Phil, what is all this?
We're trying to beef up our advertising for the Mile High Suburban Buy. Decided to give these Gregorian monks a try.
What's the Mile High Suburban Buy?
It's the newest way to sell your car. It's all the rage.
I can hear that.
See, we offer sellers access to over 500,000 readers and 19 suburban newspapers. You know, the ones you actually read.
Gotcha. How much are you charging?
$29.99.
They're really taking this seriously.
Yeah, we all are. There are a lot of ways to sell your car, and we want to be the best. We've put together a crack team of classified employees who'll help you craft your message and make your ad work for you. We're serious about helping real people and real communities sell their cars fast for less.
Sounds great. I've got a car I'd like to sell.
Just call Community Classifieds at 303-279-5541. That's 303-279-5541. Okay, he gets it.
Sorry.
Call Community Classifieds today. 303-279-5541.
I'm meteorologist Scott Larimore with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Upper-level trough of low pressure keeps some cloudiness around the area this weekend, but I don't think we'll see much in the way of precipitation. Our temperatures this afternoon on the warm side with a south breeze coming up. Temperatures near 80 today, dropping to 54 low tonight, and then we'll switch that wind around, more of a west-northwest wind Saturday and Sunday, so we'll drop down into the 70s for highs this weekend, with partly to mostly cloudy skies. This is Scott Larimore on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny and 76 now. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
106, 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And in the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by National Book Award-winning author and historian Ron Chernow. His new book is Alexander Hamilton. It is number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list. It's a biography of Alexander Hamilton. It's gotten great reviews, and he'll be with us live in studio. Also, just to remind you, I'm going to be on Channel 12, both Saturday night and Sunday night. Saturday night at 10 o'clock is part of a show that is called Drop Frame. It features the work of independent filmmakers. And on Sunday night at 11, the show is Colorado Outspoken, and doesn't it air in a lot of other places like 4 or 5 times? Do we have that information here someplace? It airs on Sunday night on Channel 12, but it's going to air other places as well 4 or 5 times, and Joe will get me that information. We're also going to give away 3 loser T-shirts today. You have to come pick them up. You have a week to do it. This is a black T-shirt. It's the Jim Morris Environmental T-shirt Company Boulder, and you can order them. They are fabulous T-shirts. Go to jimmorris.com or call 1-800-788-5411 or call 303-444-6430. They're a fabulous T-shirt, and some lucky people are going to win some today. And Colorado Outspoken's interview with me is going to air the following time: Sunday, May 23rd, Channel 12 at 11 o'clock in the evening. Boulder on Cable Channel 54 on Monday at 9:30 p.m. On Tuesday at 5:30 in the morning. Oh, these are great times. On Tuesday at 1:30 in the afternoon, all on Boulder Channel 54. And Denver Metro, it's going to air on Channel 57 Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. So those are the places where Colorado Outspoken's interview is going to air with me. And also I want to remind you that Paul Williams, the songwriter, he's won Grammy and, I don't know, all kind, you know, every award that you can win. He's going to be speaking at SOAR High School's annual auction and fundraiser on Sunday. And SOAR is Colorado's only sobriety and recovery high school. If you want tickets, and it's Sunday from 4:30 to 9:30, it's their annual fundraiser. Call 720-887-9033. Next week, tentatively, it looks like we'll have Bob Edwards, formerly NPR host, on with us. He's written a new book on Edward R. Murrow and the birth of broadcast journalism. And Friday, just in time for Memorial Day, barbecue guru John Head, who has a Ph.D. in barbecue, going to tell us how to do it, how to grill our politicians and other beasts at home in the backyard. 303-382-1150. There is a lot to talk about, and we're going to continue what we've been talking about, but I want to add other things as well to the discussion. First of all, one of the things that we've been following all week long is the CU football this scathing report that the panel investigating the CU football recruiting abuses turned in, and the regents, who appear to look like Mo, Curley, and Larry, think nothing is wrong and everybody's fine, and Elizabeth Hoffman is fabulous, and she thinks Binney is terrific, and it looks like the betting is that even Barnett won't get fired. So this was all an exercise in pretty much futility. It was just window dressing and very poorly done, as a matter of fact. But the CU probe is going to a grand jury. An investigation into alleged irregularities at CU's football recruiting practices will be turned over to a grand jury. The decision to go to grand jury comes just days after an independent commission charged with examining the recruiting practices urged Ken Salazar, the attorney general, to investigate charges lodged by three call girls that a former university football official spent $2,000 on them over a 45-day period. So where did the money come from? They're investigating that. They should be investigating even more things. Also, the Washington Post is running more serious pictures of the abuse at prisons in Iraq, even more hideous pictures. The Pentagon apparently approved intense interrogation techniques. Rumsfeld okayed the interrogation, and that's the Los Angeles Times reporting that. And it just keeps going on and on, up and up the chain. And they have raided Ahmad Chalabi's office. Whether that's a fake-o raid or whether that's really an honest raid, I don't know. Whether it's to show that he has no ties with the Americans, I don't know. But the question is, why anybody took him as seriously as they did? That's the other question. And mutiny. Four Republicans have mutinied over Bush's tax cutting. And so it forces a delay in the budget vote. And those four Republicans, Senator John McCain, Senator Susan Collins, Senator Olympia Snowe, and Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island. So that's what's going on. If you're just tuning in, here's what we have been discussing. South High, right here in our backyard practically. You have a teacher who gave up being a stockbroker to be a teacher. He's sometimes aggressive, but he's a wonderful teacher by all accounts. He has cheesed off a few people because, for example, one student who didn't turn in 38 homework assignments and sat around there eating Twinkies in class, he called him a Twinkie head and got into trouble for it. I think the student should have gotten into trouble and not the teacher. So now he's talking about the amendment to ban gay marriage proposed by Marilyn Musgrave and supported by the Bush White House. And he has a student in class, a young girl who calls herself a Christian, and she says she objects to gay marriage for religious reasons. And then the teacher, Mr. Corey, thinks for a minute, and he asks her, well, what if he says Jesus were gay? And for this, he has gotten suspended. He may be fired. He is not allowed to have contact with either colleagues or with any of his students, and I have gotten a whole passel of emails from some of you who think he should be fired. Let's go first to the phones and to let's go to Joan in Denver. Joan, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Joan.
Well, I'll make your emailers really mad. I have to wonder if this is how some of those non-thinking Republicans are created.
Well,
they are taught that it's not okay to think something through.
Well, maybe that's you've got me stumped. I don't know. I mean, I think they were created the same old-fashioned way everybody else was created, and not in a petri dish.
I just don't understand. If this teacher had said Jesus is gay, then I can understand why they would, you know, parents would have a problem with it. But just being challenged to use their brain and think, I just don't understand that.
I don't get it either, Joan.
In fact, let me just say real quickly, I have grandkids in high school,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is in Douglas County. They come over to my house and with all their friends, and I bring up the politics thing, and it just blows my mind. They don't even have a clue what I'm talking about. They don't know anything about what's going on in Iraq. They don't know anything about what's going on in government. And I ask them, don't you guys discuss this in school? And it's like, oh, 30 minutes once a week we have a, you know, American history or something.
Are they in high school, your kids?
Yeah, going into senior year.
Well, see, that's a point that one of these students made, that when he started as a freshman, he didn't care at all about politics, and that the teacher really inspired him to think, to defend positions, to get involved, that it's not enough simply to complain, but you have to do it productively and in a way where you can really start to think about affecting change. This sounds like a wonderful teacher.
Oh,
and maybe he's a little bit abrasive, but he sounds like a great teacher to me.
Well, I wish my grandkids had him, I'll tell you.
Well, you know, if he's out of a job, you could think about engaging him as a tutor. Joan, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Let me share some of the emails I'm getting. Enid, give me a break. What if Jesus were gay? That is a ridiculous question, and I think it is a question that demonstrates the questioning party's lack of knowledge about Christianity. If Jesus were gay, then Jesus would not be Jesus. The very notion goes against everything that Jesus stands for. And then he goes on and on and on. But you know what? Here's a question that I would ask. Is God gay? Because the notion of God that I always learned from my religion classes was that he's omnipotent and he encompasses everything, all contradictions and everything. So if he encompasses everything, perhaps he encompasses homosexuality as well. Sexuality, homosexuality, omnisexuality. I mean, I don't know. Here's Jason. Jason says, I think the teacher should be fired. His comments were completely out of line. If he would have asked the question, what if Allah was gay, he would have been thrown out as a racist and a bigot. Teachers are not allowed to talk about the greatness of any religion, so they should not be allowed to criticize them. Asking this question was a hidden criticism. This is signed Jason. Jane emails, hi, Enid. A great teacher not only teaches facts, he teaches students how to think for themselves. The ability to develop an argument, defend it, and persuade others is an invaluable skill in life. Whether you agree with this teacher or not, this question about Jesus served to encourage his pupils to become better thinkers. The young woman who was offended could have used this situation as an opportunity to learn how to make and support her point of view. Hear, hear. 303-382-1150. Is there anybody out there who agrees that the teacher should be fired? I want to hear from you as well. That he is on suspension with pay. He could be fired. He's not allowed to have any contact with either colleagues or students. And why not colleagues? I don't understand. I think these people who are running South High are a bunch of pinheads, to tell you the truth. Amity calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. First-time caller, welcome and a kiss.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, this is only the second day I've even listened to your program.
How'd you find us?
You know, I actually think I saw something on the side of a bus about 1150 and switched over, and I'm really excited to have found you and really enjoying it.
Thank you very much. Tell your friends.
I will do. And the point I wanted to make, I was looking over the Westword article regarding this as well, goes along the lines of what one of the last emails you read was, and that's, I mean, so many people are coming out of higher education without the ability to debate, without it totally digressing into an argument. And how are we going to teach them how to debate without it totally falling apart if teachers can't do that in the classroom? I mean, it's absolutely insane. And that's why so few people can make a point, can effectively back up their point and have such a difficult time having a conversation that all parties can benefit from.
Well, I agree with you, and I don't know if you saw the paragraph in the story, but here's one senior who studied with Mr. Corey as a sophomore. He says, Mr. Corey should really be teaching at the college level. He can really be tough on the kids. He can really be demanding. But some students, says another student, just don't understand what Mr. Corey is trying to do. Mr. Corey is one of the few that really pushes the students, he says. He really pushes you to express yourself. He wants you to get to the point where if you don't agree with someone, you tell them. And sometimes he plays devil's advocate. He may say things he doesn't really believe just because he wants you to say what you believe.
great. You know?
I think that's a great teacher.
Oh, I think that that's exactly what teaching
and,
is
and
all
I don't
about.
Know, look back at, I had a teacher who was a really mean, tough biology teacher in high school, and he really held our feet to the fire. I think he's probably, and I think, and all of us complained about it endlessly, but he was one of the best teachers we ever had.
Right, absolutely. I agree completely.
Thanks for calling,
well,
Amity.
Well, thank you.
303-382-1150. Chris, calling from Denver. First time caller, welcome to Enid Live, and here's a kiss. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to say I think it was a pretty knee-jerk reaction to suspend, and it's ridiculous to think of firing this teacher. But I want to kind of send a cautionary note to other liberals like myself. It's pretty easy to kind of get caught up in kind of bashing the new conservative right that seems to be in so much control. I think we need to remember that liberals have a pretty open mind and are pretty sensitive to other people's opinions. And I think that this girl maybe didn't receive the same sensitivity that maybe a student who supported gay marriage would have.
Give me that again. In other words, because the teacher probably didn't agree with her, he didn't get cut of the same slack?
That's what I'm wondering, you know, and I think just because a student has a conservative or Christian point of view, I think that people may tend to, I'm saying people from a liberal perspective, may tend to be kind of not as receptive to ideas in general. And I just want to kind of
who knows? I mean, we don't know what his motivation is. But let's say that was somehow factored into it. He's also a teacher who gave up being a stockbroker to be a teacher. And believe
right.
me, there's a big gap in income there, I should think. He probably wanted to, he probably was being puckish and trying to get her to defend her point of view. And so he threw it out there. Supposing Jesus were gay, then what? What does that do to your belief system? And then I got an email here as you're thinking about that from, he's not signed, but says, Todd called in and said that Jesus condemned homosexuality himself. Jesus never said a word about homosexuality. Todd, as a good Christian, needs to not lie or study more. So I don't know. Those of you who are biblical scholars can debate that one. But what do you think, Chris? You think that maybe the teacher was saying, okay, you believe that, defend it. And let me give you an hypothesis for you to deal with.
I think so, but I think it would have been just as educational to challenge a student to support a gay marriage, like myself. Understand, I'm coming from the same perspective, but challenge a student to support it from the other perspective as well.
You support, you do or you do not support gay marriage?
Oh, I absolutely support gay marriage.
So do I.
And I'm giving a cautionary note that it's kind of easy to be kind of nasty about people who hold a Christian or conservative perspective, and I'm just wondering if maybe that student got the same sensitivity a student who supports gay marriage would have received.
Well, what are you going to do? Hold the sensitivity ometer over the guy's head? He's a good teacher, and he shouldn't be fired for asking this kind of a question. That's
right.
The bottom line there is he shouldn't be fired, and he shouldn't have been suspended either, and he ought to be reinstated, and he's won all these great teaching prizes, and his students have won prizes too. That speaks awfully well of him. It sounds like he has probably flipped off the administration here and there because maybe they're not as bright as he is, and so they're furious, and they're using this as a springboard. That's sort of what it sounds like to me. The usual political bureaucracy kind of nitpicking.
One quick check on that then. What would have happened had he challenged a student who supported gay marriage? I think liberals would have been pretty upset. I would have been upset if he challenged a student who dared to hold an opinion that's kind of different than the mainstream. And so
I'm not following your question.
Well, he needs to, if he's going to challenge students to think, he needs to challenge both sides, both conservative and liberal.
How do you know he's not?
Well, is he? That's my question. Do you think he is?
I'm guessing that he's a devil's advocate for both sides. Because if you've got a smug and sanctimonious student who might agree with you, you'd be pushed to play devil's advocate on the other side, wouldn't you? Sometimes.
Sure.
Human nature being what it is.
And if he is truly a devil's advocate and challenges children to think, he's a saint, and there should be more like him.
You know what? Anybody who's in those classrooms challenging children to think is a saint. Chris, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Anybody who's willing to do the hard work of dealing with kids who are coming out of families, are coming into schools unprepared. They are coming out of drug-addled situations at home, families who don't read to them, families who don't oversee homework, hardly any families at all. Schools are having to pick up that slack. So 303-382-1150. Dennis, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live, and here's a kiss.
Hello?
Hi, Dennis. Welcome.
Hi. Well, you had to switch ears. My ear got kind of wet on that one. yes, I was thinking,
You know, about 3 years ago, Time Magazine had a little biography on Muhammad, and they stated that Muhammad married a girl when she was 6 and consummated the marriage when she was 9. Now, would that, and that made him sound like Muhammad was a child molester. Now, in Afghanistan, that'd be, I'd get my head cut off of that. And you used the term American Taliban earlier, and that's exactly the term I was going to use in this case. It's crazy. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, I'm Catholic. I attend church regularly, but I'm secure enough in my religion that I'm not offended. It was a hypothetical question.
It was a hypothetical question, and it makes for a great lively classroom discussion, and you can use your imagination and, you know.
Sounds to me like.
Have Jesus working out in the gym. I mean, I don't know.
Sounds to me like the school district is establishing a religion. I mean, if Mr. Corey sounds like he wants to sue the school district.
Well, maybe he ought to do that. I don't know what.
Sounds like a slam dunk to me.
I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. And I don't mean to be as puckish as I'm sure I sounded, but look at the Da Vinci Code. It posits that Jesus was married. Now, to some people, that's really heretical. 303-382-1150, Joe, in Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Yeah, Enid, I've called you before. I find it difficult to believe that Jesus would condemn gays, since Christ embodies all of us. Does that mean there's gayness in Jesus?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, see, that was what I said about God. I'm sure I offended everybody listening, but if God embodies all of us, then he embodies all forms of sexuality.
He embodies sinners and saints.
Right.
And I don't think Christ could conceivably condemn a gay person, since Christ is all forgiving. I mean, these right-wing conservatives and Christian conservatives, why do we let them set the agenda of what's going to be taught in our
school? That is my question.
I mean,
that is exactly
that. They set the agenda for us. Why do we put up with it?
You are absolutely right. That is the question. That is absolutely the question. It's become a takeover. It's become a hijacking of America.
And it's one person makes a comment and a principal with no spine falls in line. I mean, I think we ought to call South High and question him.
Well, call him up. See if he'll talk. They wouldn't talk.
He
the reporter
talk to us.
Yeah, but you can call him and ask him about this. Write him a letter. Call him. Email him. Ask him what the story is here. How come this teacher, who sounds like a really good teacher...
Well, he sounds like my kind of teacher.
Sounds like my kind of teacher, too. I would have liked to have had more of them when I was in school.
You've got these teachers that all they do is teach the CSAP. I mean, they're not teaching anything. They're teaching a test.
Well, I got news for you. It's even worse than that. They not only teach to CSAP or whatever the state test is, but many of them in Los Angeles, in California, have just got caught cheating. Because there's so much pressure on them to turn in scores that they have been caught in some sort of a cheating scheme.
You know, I know the best teachers I've had in college were those that made you think.
That's right.
Those that provoked you to think, you know, outside the box.
Joe, I am with you. Thank you very much for calling.
You're
call
welcome.
Us again, 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. And I'm going to tell you something. If those rhetorical questions were the litmus test, they'd have suspended me. They'd have thrown me out. I wouldn't have lasted 1 second at South High as a teacher. And wouldn't you have been happy to have a teacher like me, moi? AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live on Saturday mornings. Colorado Mills aficionados like us know how to navigate Colorado Mills Mall. Here's our tips.
When shopping for high style at low prices, we park by Neiman Marcus Last Call and enter door 2. From there, we cover the whole fashion district.
On the days I'm schlepping my teenagers, I park by Eddie Bauer, enter door 4, and shop at B Generation and 303 Boards.
When Mr. Style Matters needs a treat, I park at Borders. Enter door 1 and shop at Perry Ellis, St. Croix, and Brooks Brothers factory stores.
With our families, we park by Jillian's, a huge entertainment center and restaurant, wander down the street and dine at California Pizza Kitchen or Yard House. Then catch a movie at United Artists Theaters or watch the kids at ESPN Skate Park.
Colorado Mills is easy to get to. Just 15 minutes from downtown off 6th and Indiana.
Or 25 minutes from the south on C-470 and 20 minutes from the foothills on I-70.
Check out ColoradoMills.com for store hours and great deals.
Colorado Mills, where great shopping lives.
For this offer, some restrictions and limitations apply. See printed materials at Bones Plus, a T-Mobile authorized dealer for details.
Welcome to the big show. We have a treat for you, Colorado group called Phones Plus. But first, a word from our sponsor, the Samsung X105.
The X105 has a premium full-color screen, SRP $149.99. Get the X105 for free after a $75 mail-in rebate and instant in-store credit. Annual contract is required.
Now on with the big show. Our stores have been jam-packed with photographers from all over the nation. This city has never witnessed the excitement been stirred by these youngsters from Colorado who call themselves Phones Plus.
Ed, we just relocated our store in Boulder on Pearl Street, and now we bring to you our wonderful fans a new store at Colorado Mills. At Phones Plus, a T-Mobile authorized dealer, get 1,000 whenever minutes for only $39.99 a month. Come see us at our 18 locations or
call 303-444-PLUS. The wireless store with a whole lot more.
Phones Plus.
Now that's talent, folks.
We found the greatest location for our store in this older city neighborhood. The place was in complete disrepair, but we had a vision.
Business owners with a vision and a decrepit storefront. Perfect time to call Broadway Construction at 303-926-4410. Broadway Construction offers complete construction services for commercial projects and home repair and remodeling projects of all sizes.
So I shared our vision for the store with Lorne from Broadway Construction, thinking there's no way they can pull this off. Lorne assured me the project was something they could do from conception to completion and within our budget. They worked with us and guided us through each phase of the restoration and remodeling. Our store opened on time and within our budget, and it matched our vision. I was so impressed with Broadway that I've had Broadway redo our basement in Castle Rock, and they restored our friend's house in Boulder.
Start your construction project by calling 303-926-4410. When it comes to commercial or home construction projects of all sizes, do it the right way with Broadway.
Talk to Bill O'Reilly.
Well, let's talk about Guantanamo Bay. The New York Times asserts that some of these people captured on the battlefield were, quote, in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like they took a wrong turn somewhere in Uzbekistan, all right? And then went across gravel roads for 400 miles until they showed up with guns in a combat zone.
Bill O'Reilly, weekday mornings from 10 till noon on AM 1150 KNIC.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. Another failed rally on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had been up almost 100 points earlier in the session. Now, as we head toward the last half hour, up just 22 points at 99.59, while the NASDAQ is also well off its highs, up just 7 points at 19.03. A new and surprising twist in the Martha Stewart legal drama. Federal authorities are now accusing a Secret Service Inc. expert of giving false testimony during the trial. The news not expected, though, to affect Stewart's conviction, but it certainly has had an impact on the stock today. Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia has been up about 15% to 20% in today's session. Corporate intrigue in the athletic shoe wear as well business. Finish Line is suing Foot Locker, accusing its larger rival of stealing its employees in a corporate spying scheme. A rather odd story in the shoe business. The Dow's up 22 points. The NASDAQ up 7 in what has been a rather volatile week on Wall Street. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
Introducing new Nestle Coffee Mate Half and Half in a new easy pour container. That's quite enough, Cal. Thank you. So try new Coffee Mate Half and Half in utterly delicious hazelnut, new vanilla, and of course, original. Not moo, new. New Coffee Mate Half and Half. It's all the rich flavor you expect from coffee's perfect mate in a real dairy creamer. Look for the package in the refrigerator section. Good job.
Meet Jim and Bob.
Hello.
Hey there. Before his family's big holiday weekend, Jim bought a new set of tires.
Yes, sir.
So did Bob.
That's right.
But Bob's were installed by a certified technician.
Certified?
At 5 in the evening.
5 o'clock?
On Sunday.
They're open on Sunday?
And that's because Bob went to Sears Auto Center.
I should have gone there.
For tires, batteries, oil changes, shocks, and more, head to Sears Auto Center.
Hurry in now through May 27th, just in time for Memorial Day, and save on all Goodyear tires. Sears, good life, great price.
She's the Rush alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNIC. And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNIC.
132. on this fabulous Friday. You're listening to Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're having a lively conversation about the situation at South High where a teacher asked a Christian student when the subject of whether or not there should be a constitutional ban on gay marriage. She said she objected to gay marriage for religious reasons. And the teacher, Mr. Corey, thought for a moment and asked her, what if Jesus were gay? So for his question, he's won a number of teaching awards. He's been suspended. He could be fired. He's been suspended with pay. He's not allowed to have any contact with either colleagues, interestingly enough, I don't know why, or students. I think that that South High is acting stupidly. 303-382-1150, what are your thoughts? And also, in a related but unrelated story, men who acknowledge having had homosexual sex within the previous 5 years, will not be allowed to make anonymous sperm donations under the new rules that the Food and Drug Administration is expected to announce. New York State already bars gay men from donating sperm anonymously, and most of the nation's sperm banks have similar restrictions because of concerns over transmission of HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. But a prominent gay rights group nonetheless denounced the new federal rules, said that the regulations were misplaced because HIV tests were fast and very effective. It's one thing to base these rules on legitimate scientific concerns, but it's another to reinforce baseless stereotypes. So if you've had gay sex in the last 5 years, you're not allowed to make anonymous sperm donations. Would you like to comment about that? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. So if men have had recent sex with men, you can't. The sperm bank doesn't want your sperm. They only want Nobel Prize-winning heterosexual sperm. That's what they want. So that women of a certain age, whose biological clocks are tick-tocking away, go down there with their turkey basters in hand, and they think, I want to be a single parent, which I don't think is fair to the child, but that is a whole other discussion. But it dovetails with our discussion about South High and its stupidity, its own stupidity. I think you ought to call South High and let them know how you feel about this. I think this sounds like a wonderful teacher, and let me just again review his teaching. He started out as a graduate of Georgetown, was working as a stockbroker in New York. He saw a pro-education speech by Bill Clinton, encouraged him to get into a classroom, moved to Colorado, started subbing before landing a job at South High. Since then, he's earned a reputation as an exemplary and involved teacher. He launched the school's AP Advanced Placement Government course, won a Fulbright scholarship to study in China, won a Colorado Excellence in Teaching Award. Last year, his ninth grade government students won a $9,000 grant from the National Civic League after winning the statewide Student Voices competition. He is a permanent student of the subject matter taught in social studies, wrote the chair of South Social Studies Department. He illustrates a need for us all to never close the door on learning. This sounds to me like an exemplary teacher. 303-382-1150. Craig in Aurora, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live, and here's a kiss. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Enid. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I am an evangelical Christian, and I am very conservative, but I would have to agree with you in the I don't believe that he should be suspended or fired. When I was in school, I had professors that were hostile toward Christianity, and by the end of the school year, I had a rather friendly rapport with those teachers. They knew who I was. I knew who they were. They would ask certain questions that, even although it was hostile to Christianity, I had an opportunity to be able to speak my view. I thought that was great. I would love to have gotten this kind of a question. What if Jesus had been gay? But
it would have caused you to really defend your viewpoint, and it really would have engaged your thinking, I think.
Well, I don't know. To me, it's too easy of a question. Had he asked something a little harder, maybe. I guess if he's kind of testing the waters to find out where his students are. The actual question that I called in regarding was, if a Christian teacher had asked a non-believing student, what if there is a God and you will stand before him and give an account of your sin someday?
Then the student gets to argue whether he or she believes in God, whether he or she is an atheist. I mean, I think it's a great conversation to have.
Right, but I think just in our society, that teacher would have been hauled to the carpet a whole lot quicker than this guy. I think this guy's going to wind up getting off. Another thing I'd be interested in to know is has he had a history of asking specifically pointed questions toward Christians, or is this just across the board?
Now, well, you heard the history that I detailed. He's won prize after prize after prize for his teaching.
Oh, but sure, he is also.
But it says he's also stirred some trouble in his 5-year teaching career. His style is interactive, abrasive, and aggressive, colored by his New York background. Not everybody likes his methods. He's been accused of favoring students who share his left-leaning political views, and he's received reprimands from administrators for being harsh with students in the classroom. He was once chastised. Now listen to this: for calling a kid a Twinkie head after the kid had failed to turn in 38 homework assignments and sat in the classroom munching on snacks. I think Twinkie Head is benign compared to what I would have called that kid.
That's pretty mild, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I thank you, Craig, for the call, and I hope you'll call us again.
Much.
You're very
sure.
welcome. And where did you find us?
I was just flipping through the stations. I've just been listening now for the last, half hour or so. That's all I've listened to this show for.
Well, I hope you'll continue to listen.
Well, thank you very much. Sure.
303-382-1150, 303-382-1150, Gary on his cell. First time caller to Enid Live, welcome, and another kiss.
Thank you, Enid.
You're very welcome.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
If this teacher, or a different one, had asked a question, a hypothetical one, that was offensive to one gay student in the classroom, and he was suspended for it, would you have had the same outrage as him?
Well, give me
for
the
him getting, not for his comment, but for him getting suspended.
Give me a question. But he didn't put anybody down. He did not put anybody down by asking this question. He just was asking a hypothetical. He didn't put anybody down for their beliefs.
And that's true, and I'll have to agree with that. But apparently this one student did take offense to it.
So what? You know, people, there's a piece of some dandruff on your shoulder. There are people who take offense.
Well, I mean, I think that could be said for a lot of the political correctness that's going on.
Well, there are people who are terminally, what I like to say, terminally verbissen, which is a great German and Yiddish word. It's just they're always angry, always looking to nurture a grievance.
And I agree with you there. I think a lot of all the political correctness going on in the country right now would fall into that, as far as offending this group, that group, and the other group.
Well, don't get me started on political correctness, because it's just another way of not telling the truth.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
All right,
we're gonna leave it there, Gary. Thank you for the call. I hope you'll call us again.
One quick question.
What?
Did you hear that your name came up on the Mike Rosen show this morning?
No, I didn't. Why did it come up? Who brought it up?
Actually, Preston brought it up.
Preston, they let him on. They let Preston on the Mike Rosen show.
They actually let Preston. What did Preston say? It was a discussion. I believe, in fact, it was for sure about Air America, mm-hmm. and Preston was talking about a diverse radio audience, and he was making the example that there was probably people out there that would switch from the Michael Savage show to your show. I think he was trying to pick out mm-hmm. two people of an opposite type of political voice. Anyway, mm-hmm. But anyway, your name came up in that way.
So what did Rosen say? Anything?
He didn't say anything negative about you. He did not think that there was very many people that would be switching back and forth between Michael Savage and yourself. And that was about it.
Okay.
But your name did come up. I was kind of surprised, actually, too. So.
Well, his name comes up around here, so thank you.
That I have heard a lot of times. I do know that.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate the update. Thanks a lot for the call. And here's finally from John, an email. Enid, by Christian doctrine, Jesus had no girlfriend. Jesus had no wife. Jesus had no children. Jesus spent all of his time in the company of 12 men. By a Marilyn Musgrave-based litmus test for homosexuality, how would Jesus fare? Signed, John. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:42, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 76 now. Boulder teachers are playing hooky. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
My guess is there are some people who would like to play hooky from traffic this afternoon, a report of the courtesy of Toyota Parts and Service. Alameda Avenue now open both directions between Broadway and Grant. A little bit of residual slowing left over. However, southbound I-25 still heavy from Thornton Parkway down to the Boulder Turnpike because of an earlier accident involving a car and two semis. George Washington High School, 600 block of South Monaco Parkway. A lot of police activity in there because of some problems with some of the students. Be careful there. 17th and Broadway downtown. Watch for a minor accident. Toyota owners win free gas for a year. No purchase required. Right now, buy three new tires. Get the fourth at no charge. Ends May 31st. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Nearly 500 Boulder Valley School District teachers staged a sick-out today as negotiations continue between the school district and the teachers' union. The teachers want a bigger pay increase. The district, though, says it's facing a $1.5 million deficit and needs to make cuts. This report brought to you by Metabolife Products at Albertsons. A grand jury led by Attorney General Ken Salazar continues to investigate the University of Colorado recruiting scandal. Pasha Cohen, owner of an escort service allegedly used by a CU aide, was seen being escorted by her attorney into a courtroom at the Denver City and County Building today. It will probably be at least 10 tonight before both lanes of U.S. 285 near Bailey will be open. Crews are still cleaning up and repairing the area following yesterday's fatal gasoline tanker truck explosion. At this point, traffic is being alternated along the northbound lane of the highway. Metabolife is number one for weight loss. This month at Albertsons, buy one bottle of Metabolife Ultra or caffeine free and get a second free. Metabolife, buy one, get one free at all Albertsons. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:44.
No matter what happens, where it happens, or how it happens, get the information you need here first. First, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors. Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious of the Market Street Madams, wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks. Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street, a unique experience right in the heart of Lodo. Call now for tickets. Your ticket price includes dinner. This unique show is running only for a short time, so don't miss your chance. Call 303-297-9600.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies through the rest of the afternoon. About the same for this evening with some isolated thunderstorms possible. Mostly clear after midnight, upper 40s for tonight's overnight temperature. Mostly sunny tomorrow morning, then becoming partly cloudy with some afternoon thunderstorms possible. Tomorrow's high in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy in 76 now. KNRC News Time is 1:46. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Irvin.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
While the other stations are into sports and infomercials on the weekend, we do what we do best. Talk.
Talk to me. Make me happy.
We're talking here.
Please listen to me.
Listen for live local talk weekends on AM 1150 KNRC.
Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:47 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock when historian Ron Chernow will join us. We'll be talking about Alexander Hamilton. A couple of other things I want to toss into the conversation, and that is that Nancy Pelosi's not going to back off of her condemnation of Dickey. She called her words are putting American lives at risk, says her House counterpart. Republican leaders accused Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, of taunting the troops because she said Dickey was the emperor's new clothes, and that Dickey is incompetent and that he doesn't know what he's doing. And so Republican leaders want her to take it back. She is apparently so caught up in the partisan hatred for President Bush that her words are putting American lives at risk, says House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. And that's why you need a teacher like Mr. Corey to set people straight in their thinking habits. And here's Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, if you go to the GOP.com website, they have this horrible thing about Nancy Pelosi, her record 17 years of San Francisco liberalism. And here's what they said. Nancy Pelosi's wrong on national security. She voted against the Persian Gulf War. She questioned the readiness of our American troops. She prefers increased domestic spending to increased defense spending. She doesn't consider the war on terror a real war. She voted against creating a Department of Homeland Security. I mean, all the things that has actually come true. So I think they ought to take it off the website. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Mel in Lakewood. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. My point is this. If you're going to expose your beliefs, it should be able to stand up to scrutiny. You know, if your beliefs are, you know, if you tag them with legitimacy, this urgent legitimacy, they should stand up to scrutiny. And if you know, the debate, I'm all for the debate of any kind, but the fact that they don't, that they're not willing to talk about it, to debate it, and handle their beliefs with kid gloves, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mel, what?
That their beliefs, you know, they should stand up to scrutiny and debate, and the fact that they're not willing to expose their beliefs like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think it should stand up to scrutiny and debate. I thank you for the call, Mel. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
The talk doesn't stop on AM 1150 on weekends. We are live and local all day Saturday and Sunday. Listen for John Jack Demesterton, Desi Cortez, and Darren Copeland beginning at 8 a.m. Sundays exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC, where you can hear both sides talk.
Quest Choice Business, your business line plus any five features for just $39.99 a month. Over 100,000 small businesses have already signed up for Quest Choice Business. Shouldn't you?
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
Sight of the giant Medved Autoplex. I went inside and I made a great deal. Now I'm revving up the motor on my new set of wheels. Let's go. Vroom, vroom, a vroom, vroom. Let's go. Vroom, vroom, to Medved.
Homestead Chevrolet has discounts up to $13,000 and 0% financing with approved credit. Put a little vroom into your life. Check out the Chevy Tahoe, Silverado, or Colorado pickup. Chevrolet, an American revolution. At the giant Medved Autoplex on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp, Castle Rock. And on I-70 in Wheatridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant Medved Autoplex.
Wherever your allergies strike, there's a non-drowsy medicine that lets you do something wonderful. Breathe again. It's Allivert, allergy and sinus. It relieves sinus pressure, stops runny nose, and clears your nasal congestion so you can breathe again. Inside, outside, wherever you are. Get prescription-strength, non-drowsy, allergy and sinus relief even Claritin can't beat. Allivert, allergy and sinus. The right relief, wherever you are. Use as directed.
Welcome, listeners of KOA, KHOW, and KNUS. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
You said you wanted a fun, entertaining talk station. Here it is.
Here it is.
Our talk hosts welcome opposing views. They aren't old and angry, and they love Denver just like you. A positive talk radio station. Jimmy Lakey, Enid Goldstein, and Doug Kellett, along with famous national hosts like Bill O'Reilly, Michael Reagan, Lionel, and Alan Colmes. A great weekday talk lineup, exclusively on AM 1150 KNIC.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I want to get tall when I grow up. Tall enough to hug Enid Goldstein, because my grandpa says she's high.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
154 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We just had a call from Mark Stevens, who is the Director of Public Information for the Denver Schools. And he says that this is a performance issue, and then he says it's a personnel matter, but he refused to go on the air to say anything further. And he says, I've got it wrong, but I'm quoting from the Westward Story, but he wouldn't say how I've gotten it wrong or what's wrong in the way I've gotten it. Let's go very quickly to Louise in Denver. Hi, Louise. You're live with Enid on AM 1150.
I talked to you earlier. I called South High School, and guess who answered the phone?
Who?
Mr. Corey.
Are you sure it was Mr. Corey? I thought he was suspended.
Well, he's answering the phones. I just presume maybe that's what they have him doing now, because he did answer the telephone.
The same Mr. Corey?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He is fabulous. Well, he didn't say too much, because the man appears to be very, very humble. But I told him what was going on KNRC 1150 and all the support he was getting, and he was just shocked. He has no access to a radio, which is, you know, very disappointing for him.
Right.
But I did just clue him in as to what was going on, and you were speaking on his behalf, and everybody else was outraged. But other than that, he really didn't say too much. He just thanked everybody for their support, and he was very appreciative. But he seems like a very humble person, and you can just tell he's fabulous. So if anybody wants to give him support directly, call South High, and there he is.
What's the number?
You have it right is 303-698.
Uh-huh.
6100.
Oh, Louise, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You ought to be in the CIA. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And let me just repeat. Someone called Mark Stevens called us just now. He identified himself as the Director of Public Information. He says that I have the facts wrong, but I'm taking my facts right from Westward, Laura Bond's story in the current Westward. And he says it's a performance issue, and then he says that it is a personnel matter. But according to Laura Bond's story, in fact, this is a teacher who's won every kind of many, many different kinds of awards, some very quite prestigious, a Fulbright scholarship. He launched the school's AP government course. He won the Colorado Excellence in Teaching Award, and last year his ninth grade government students won a $9,000 grant from the National Civic League after winning the statewide Student Voices competition. So on the basis of professional performance, it sounds like he's done very well. Whatever these personnel matters, I can't imagine, but what Westward is reporting is that he got suspended for, in the discussion of a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, a Christian student said she objected to gay marriage for religious reasons. Corey thought for a moment, then asked her, what if Jesus were gay? The question didn't play well with the girl or her parents, who complained to the principal. Others shared the feeling that this time Corey had gone too far. On May 3, he was placed on paid leave, and South administrators are currently deciding whether to retain him or whether to recommend he be fired. by Denver Public Schools. Wow. So whatever, you know, whatever the facts were, Mark Stevens would not elucidate whatever he says. I don't have all the information, but he wouldn't add to it. He wouldn't give us what he thinks is the right information. Jim in Aurora, hi, you're live with Enid. Welcome. First-time caller, here's a kiss.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, first off, let me tell you where I'm coming from. I'm a pretty conservative person, but I love listening to you because it drives me nuts, and I need that every now and then. My big problem with this whole issue is I think the guy, I challenge his competence to begin with a question like that. I understand his credentials, and maybe he is a great teacher, and I've had good ones, and everybody else has, and maybe he just had a moment where he just couldn't think of anything better, but to pose that question to a high school student to say, to take every bit of her foundation away, there's no argument for a Christian now. If God is gay, if Jesus is gay, there's no God, Jesus didn't exist, and it's all false. And I'd be dumbfounded if somebody asked me that. And I'm a pretty mature Christian. I understand my faith. So I think, to me, he just...
I think it's a great hypothetical discussion for a classroom. I think it's a wonderful, I think it's a wonderful discussion. It sharpens people's debating skills. I think it's, I don't see anything wrong with it, really, Jim.
I'm not saying...
And if her faith is so skinny that a one classroom discussion, how long are the class periods? 45 minutes or something? Under an hour? If her faith is so meager and it dissolves in the face of that, it wasn't much faith to begin with,
was it?
Well,
she's a high school student. How much faith should she have?
Well...
Should she be willing to die for it at that moment? It's very difficult to make that decision as a high schooler in front of your peers. You know, we'll all face that decision eventually, but and I'm not, you know what,
well, die for it. I mean, there are people who are her age going to Iraq.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm not condoning, you know, I'm a forgiving guy, and you know, this guy is as great as he sounds. It probably was, he probably could have come up with a better question.
If he's as great as he sounds, he should still be teaching. And I think you and I are going to disagree on this one.
No,
but I do
no,
think,
I don't think he's, I'm not, I don't.
All right, we're going to leave it there. We're out of time in this hour. I do thank you, Jim, for the call, and
yeah,
I hope we can wrestle around again sometime soon. 303-382-1150. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by historian Ron Chernow. His new book, Alexander Hamilton, new biography, number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Robert Hager. More graphic images of apparent prisoner abuse in Iraq. NBC's Jim Mikleshevsky at the Pentagon says the Washington Post has a story with new photos as well as information about a video showing mistreatment.
The video and statements from some Iraqi prisoners reported today reveals that the torture and abuse may have been more widespread than originally thought, and that U.S. Army guards turned Tier 1A at Abu Ghraib prison into a chamber of horrors.
Several investigations are already underway. A U.S. soldier has been found guilty of desertion from duty in Iraq. The staff sergeant was convicted of leading his combat unit in an apparent protest against the war. And the International Red Cross says it's not getting the information it wants on prisoners being held at American-run facilities around the world. The group says U.S. officials refuse to report on where detainees are being held. The Red Cross says it's impossible to determine how they're being treated. I'm Robert Hager, NBC News Radio.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy 4 selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your car in step. Get your Goodyears today. Mail-in offer ends June 5th.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 79 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Hundreds of Boulder teachers called in sick today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
We can only hope things are simmering down a little bit on the highways and byways at this hour. Albertson's with the information this time around. Southbound I-25 at the Boulder Turnpike, that accident's been moved out of the way. It's been replaced by a traffic stop now, according to the State Patrol. And you'll find a little bit of sluggish traffic southbound as you come from Thornton Parkway on down toward the Boulder Turnpike. Off the freeway, 17th and Broadway, watch for an accident. Another one coming in from Santa Fe and Mississippi. Sounds like that one is affecting southbound Santa Fe there. 13th and Eladia, a minor collision. 11th Avenue between Kalamath and Santa Fe, there is a barricaded sinkhole in the street. That's starting to cause some congestion as well. Shop Albertson's 10 for 10 sale this week. Save on bone-in country-style ribs or Sanderson Farms family pack chicken. 10 pounds for $10 at Albertson's, helping make your life easier. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Nearly 500 Boulder Valley School District teachers staged a sick-out as negotiations continue between the teachers' union and the school district. Tony Brill teaches at Boulder High and says the level of frustration among teachers has reached a boiling point.
We're extremely frustrated, and we really can't understand why the district doesn't recognize that teachers across the district are very upset.
The district says it has to make cuts because it's facing a $1.5 million deficit. This report brought to you by the Rocky Mountain News. Starting July 1st, Colorado's DUI limit will drop from 0.10 to 0.08. Governor Bill Owen signed the new limit into law today. The state would have lost millions of dollars in federal highway money if the limit hadn't been lowered. Attorney General Ken Salazar is leading a grand jury that continues to investigate the CU recruiting scandal. Today, Pasha Cohen, owner of an escort service allegedly used by a CU aide, was seen being escorted by her attorney into a courtroom at the Denver City and County Building. In sports, the Colorado Rockies meet the New York Mets tonight in the Big Apple in the first game of a three-game series. Jason Young throws for the Rocks, who lost 3-1 to the Reds in Cincinnati last night. Saturday's daily deal is $5 off gate admission and unlimited rides at Lakeside Amusement Park. Look for it on page 2 of Saturday's Rocky Mountain News. Start your day with the daily deal. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
If a picture is worth a thousand words, imagine the value of a thousand words.
AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
Businesses know it. Employers love it.
How valuable is a graduate degree from the Daniels College of Business?
When I graduated, I knew I could accomplish anything.
Graduates from the Daniels College of Business at the University of Denver are in higher demand than ever because Daniels is the only Colorado graduate degree program ranked by the Wall Street Journal as one of the world's best.
Having the Daniels name behind you certainly will help securing an excellent opportunity.
But hurry. Because of the overwhelming response, we have extended the application deadline for a short time.
I found the application process to be very easy. I completed my application in one day over the internet.
Apply today, and our admissions counselors will fast-track your application.
I was assigned a graduate admissions advisor who walked me through the process and was there every step of the way.
You may even be eligible for a merit scholarship or a GMAT prep voucher. Call 303-871-3416 or visit us online at daniels.du.
I would say, go for it, do it.
I'm meteorologist Scott Larimore with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Upper-level troughiness keeps some clouds in our weekend forecasts, but not expecting much in the way of precipitation. Some light rain showers, light snow showers, actually, far to our north, up across the mountains of western Montana and northeastern Idaho. Temperatures warm this afternoon, close to 80. We'll drop to 50 for a low tonight. And a northwest wind for the weekend ahead. Saturday and Sunday takes us back to 70s for highs this weekend. I'm Scott Lara, and more on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy in 79. KNRC news time is 2:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:06, 6 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And joining us live in this hour is Ron Chernow. His new book is a biography of Alexander Hamilton. It's currently number 5 on the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list. He's going to be at Tattered Cover tonight, Cherry Creek, at 7:30. And I want to just remind you, I'm going to be on Channel 12 Saturday night at 10 and Sunday night at 11. And we have a couple of other housekeeping announcements that I'll make, but I'll do that a little bit later. Ron Chernow, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Enid. Thank you.
Well, how is it that you happened to decide to write a biography of Alexander Hamilton, of all people?
Well, you know, there were personal reasons and there were literary reasons. The personal reason was that I had done a whole series of biographies of moguls of the Gilded Age, and I realized I was becoming terribly typecast as the Gilded Age mogul guy.
And the previous moguls whose lives you'd examined were?
John D. Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, the Warburg family, also a banking family. And so I figured, you know, unless I said, it was like, stop me before I kill again. Unless, you know, unless I stop now and really do something completely different, that I was afraid that I would go stale. Now, this was perfect because Hamilton carried me back to the origins of the economic and financial system that I had been writing about. On the other hand, Hamilton was one of those universal geniuses of the 18th century whose mind touched on every conceivable subject. So I thought that this would actually challenge and expand me as a writer, as well as being an extraordinarily important and overlooked, underrated founder, and clearly the most dramatic life of any founder.
The most dramatic?
The most dramatic life. You
know, why?
I mean, this is wall-to-wall drama. This guy starts out as an illegitimate orphaned kid in the Caribbean, toiling away at a trading house as a clerk when he's 17. 5 years later, he's aide-de-camp to George Washington, becomes the first Treasury Secretary, dies in a duel. This guy led 9 lives.
And how old was he when he died?
He was 49 years old.
How did he get from the Caribbean as an illegitimate child and orphan to George Washington's attention?
Well, this was somebody of extraordinary intelligence and drive and stamina. When he was working at this trading house on St. Croix, which was then a Danish island, of course today it's one of the 3 U.S. Virgin Islands, there's a monster hurricane in St. Croix. He sits down and he publishes a description that's published in the local paper, the Royal Danish American Gazette, and the local merchants are so startled by the descriptive powers of this young man that they decide to create a subscription fund to educate him in North America, and he goes to King's College in New York, renamed Columbia after the Revolution.
What year are we talking about?
Okay. He leaves St. Croix in 1773. Which coincidentally is the year of the Boston Tea Party. And so here's a very ambitious young man constantly daydreaming about glory who luckily finds himself in New York City right on the eve of the American Revolution and joins with a vengeance.
So here he is, somebody who is illegitimate, orphaned. He writes so beautifully that it propels his career. At least the next step of his career, a subscription drive is taken up, and he's educated in New York, of all places.
In New York. Yeah, and already as an undergraduate, you know, he is undergraduate extraordinaire. He's publishing these blazing polemical articles against the British, and he's drilling with his fellow students in a nearby churchyard. He's making spellbinding speeches to large crowds. He's running all the bases right away. And, you know, I must say, this was a young guy who was so brilliant and charming and energetic that everyone who met Alexander Hamilton at any point during his life instantly recognized that they were dealing with an exceptional human being. This was probably the smartest of all the founders, which is saying an enormous amount, because they were all gigantic intellects. But
in some ways, his life parallels yours, because you did not teach. You were a freelance writer, right?
Yes.
And the power of your words has propelled you to winning a National Book Award, to 3 bestsellers, critically acclaimed books. This current book, the biography of Alexander Hamilton, is number 5 on the current, you know, maybe it's even, I don't know what it's going to be next Sunday.
Number 4.
Number 4. It's moving up with a bullet. So in some ways, there is a parallel.
Well,
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Perhaps you hadn't thought of it in those terms.
No one has made that parallel before. Obviously, any comparison to Hamilton is
requires a thank you note.
This is better than the analytic hour here, you know? This is like the therapeutic cat.
Well, wait till I give you my bill. It's in the astronomical numbers of figures. What kind of a person was Alexander Hamilton? In a group of very enormously talented people, he stood out. But what was his personality like?
A vivid personality. On the one hand, he was a very witty, charming, outgoing, apparently delightful personality, and as I said, of extraordinary intelligence. But he had flaws. He was very brash. He was very headstrong. Some people found him conceited to really the point of arrogance, and certainly dangerously sure of himself. He may remind us of another politician not so long ago, you know, kind of brilliant, charming, fatally attractive to the
women.
The women figures.
Was he ever married?
Yes, he was married. I had eight children. And
was he monogamous?
No, in a word. no,
tell us. I want to hear this part.
Well, 200 years, you know, before Bill and Monica, the first major sexual scandal in American history was Alexander Hamilton with a 23-year-old Mariah Reynolds. And the story is this.
How old was he?
Hamilton at the time was 36.
And she was 23?
She was 23.
And who was she?
Well, that's a good question. It's one that Hamilton asked himself often, because she was probably a con artist. Living in Philadelphia, which is where the federal government was lodged at that point, Hamilton was at the height of his powers as the first Treasury Secretary. And one day this young woman comes, knocks at the door, spills out this pathetic tale how she's been abandoned by her husband, and can Hamilton help her out with financial aid? And Hamilton said yes, and that he would bring a banknote around to her rooming house that night. And he found her at the head of the stairs, and then she invited him into her bedroom. And in the bedroom, Hamilton later wrote, he realized that other than pecuniary consolation would be acceptable to Mrs. Reynolds. And then, lo and behold, Mr. Reynolds pops up, and Mr. Reynolds doesn't break up the affair. Mr. Reynolds begins to blackmail. Hamilton finds that much more enjoyable than having his wife back. He charges Hamilton, who, believe it or not, even though he's Treasury Secretary, he's the most powerful man in Washington's first government, Hamilton begins to pay blackmail money. And this affair goes on for a year before Hamilton finally musters the willpower to cut it off. It's an incredible story.
Was it a con deliberately designed to do something like that so that it would be a source of income that the husband and wife had colluded on?
Yes, I think that this was really a case of entrapment. Hamilton, the affair was exposed 5 years later, and Hamilton wrote, undoubtedly with some embarrassment, the variety of shapes which this woman could assume was endless, because she pretended that she was head over heels in love with him. And actually, Hamilton was very handsome, and women who were not con artists fell in love with him. So probably, even though this started out as a con job, there probably was mixed into this whole craziness some element of genuine attraction. And she writes him these very kind of operatic letters, how much she misses him. Every time he tries to break off the affair, he gets another one of these hysterical letters from Mrs. Reynolds, who would write a single run-on sentence for three pages, how much she missed him and would he please come back.
Well, when he stopped paying her off, paying the blackmail money off, what did they do? Did they expose him? Did he stop seeing her? Did he continue to see her but pay
no
money?
Well, interestingly enough, this was in Philadelphia. Then James and Mariah Reynolds immediately went off to New York, where Mrs. Reynolds promptly got a divorce from Mr. Reynolds. I guess things had cooled there, or maybe she had outlived her usefulness. And interestingly enough, Enid, the lawyer who handled Mrs. Reynolds' divorce was Aaron Burr, who must have gotten an earful about Hamilton's amours. See? You think American history is dull.
And then they had a duel.
Then they had a duel many years later. Well, the duel came 13 years later, but Hamilton and Burr are both very cynical about each other, and I think that part of their cynicism is that, among other things, each has witnessed these amours of the other. They know a lot about
Burr, each other. Burr also had many amours.
Well, Burr had many, many more. Burr won in terms of quantity, way over Hamilton, yeah.
Well, and it doesn't sound like you can accuse Hamilton of quality here.
No, but duration.
But duration. Well, when he stopped paying the blackmail money, was it exposed publicly?
No, what happened was this. It was a group of federal officials found out about the blackmail money. And when they did, they thought, actually, since Hamilton was being accused of corruption as Treasury Secretary, which was false, he was absolutely incorruptible as Treasury Secretary, but they said, aha, he's paying money to James Reynolds, and that must be because they're secretly speculating in Treasury securities together. Two congressmen and senators meet with Hamilton, and Hamilton says, yes, I paid money to James Reynolds, but it was in order to have the favor of his wife's company and not for his speculation. And this little congressional delegation says, oh, then we're satisfied. We're sorry we bothered you. There was no impeachment? But for 5 years, these documents and this information sits there. And then 5 years later, when it's exposed, Hamilton publishes a 95-page pamphlet about the affair. This is why we know so much about it. Why does he spend 95 pages?
Why does he publish a pamphlet? Why does he not let sleeping women lie?
Yeah, or maybe, you know, a paragraph letter to the newspaper or something. Well, he wanted to convince everyone that the person who exposed it said that the money was being paid for illicit speculation in Treasury securities. Hamilton said, oh, no, you misunderstand. The money was actually because I was having an adulterous liaison with Mrs. Reynolds. And to remove any doubt in the matter, Hamilton, as he did with everything, elaborately documented it and suddenly thought that, you know, he was Henry Fielding writing Tom Jones, and he begins to go into these details about it, which he didn't need to go into.
How is Mrs. Hamilton responding to this?
You know, the interesting thing is, you know, that a lot of people, before I published this biography, to the extent that Mrs. Hamilton, Elizabeth Schuyler Hamilton, is mentioned in the previous biographies, she usually appears in one or two lines, and it says they were unhappily married. And the reason that they say that, I'm convinced, is simply people knew about the affair, the obvious humiliation this would have been for his wife, and figured, ergo, they must have been unhappily married. They were very happily married. She outlived him for 50 years, and she spent a lot of those 50 years of widowhood mourning him, lovingly preserving his memory, supervising a biographical project. I actually opened the book with a vignette where she lives to the age of 97. She's in her mid-90s, and it's a very touching scene. She's sitting there with a young friend, and she says, I'm so tired. I've waited so long. I want to see my Hamilton. She always called him Hamilton, never Alexander. She was a religious woman who was convinced at age 97 in 1854 that when she met her maker, she would be reunited with her Hamilton also. So it was a real love match. And sometimes, you know, we take one fact, and from that we just assume.
And he felt that way about her?
Yes. The letters that he wrote to her were extraordinarily loving. This was a very flawed, fallible man. But she burned all of her letters to him because she thought he was a great figure. You know, and she tried to essentially write herself out of the story. I tried to write her back in. But we have dozens or maybe hundreds of notes that he wrote to her. There's just not a harsh or unkind word. He wrote to her in the most loving and beautiful letters. There may well have been moments where he was writing a beautiful letter to cover up something that was going on. But
my guest is Ron Chernow. His new book is Alexander Hamilton, a new biography of Alexander Hamilton. You can meet him tonight at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, 7:30. What other biographies have been written of Alexander Hamilton?
Well, you know,
what did you bring to the table here besides writing in Mrs. Hamilton? A perspective, a sense of his importance in the evolution of the country or the evolution of the government at that time?
You know, I was working off a new set of collected papers that actually run to 22,000 pages. So we have much, much more material on Hamilton than we ever had before. So there are different things about his life that suddenly become clear. Let me just pick out.
Why was he so important?
Okay. He was the first Treasury Secretary. The Treasury Department in Washington's first administration was larger than the rest of the government combined. So he was more like the prime minister in Washington's government. Let me just rattle off what he created, because he's creating the federal government from scratch. He creates the first budget system, the first tax system. He creates the first customs service, the first Coast Guard, the first central bank. He takes over the Treasury. The country's been completely bankrupted by Revolutionary War debt. He restores American public credit, all the while he's making the great constitutional arguments to Washington that all of these activities are permissible under the new Constitution. So, you know, and he already, if you go back the period before that, the Constitution, it's Hamilton who drafts the appeal for the Constitution. It's Hamilton who attends the Constitutional Convention and is the only New York delegate to sign it. It's Hamilton who originates and writes almost two-thirds of the Federalist Papers, which was the most influential defense of the Constitution ever written. He then led the forces at the New York State Convention to ratify it, and really New York State was the big holdout. State New York ratifies because of Hamilton. So here's a man who really, I think, did more than anyone else, except for George Washington, to fuse these 13 squabbling states into a single country.
And he died at the hands of Aaron Burr.
And in fact,
why? And give us a kind of a brief description of what happened.
Well, I should know, you know, first of all, July 11th, 1804, we're almost at the 200th anniversary, Aaron Burr was Vice President of the United States. Alexander Hamilton was ex-Secretary of the Treasury when they met on the Field of Honor in Weehawken, in New Jersey, which is right in the vicinity of where The Sopranos is shot in New Jersey. So it continues to have a rather bloody history, that
it's
area.
It's a state that is always described as having hair under its armpits.
Yeah, New Jersey can't somehow escape this image. But in any event, there was a famous tie election for president in 1800 where Thomas Jefferson tied with Aaron Burr. It's a long story. Suffice it to say, Jefferson won. He won partly with Hamilton's help, because Hamilton thought that as much as he disliked Jefferson, Burr was even worse. Burr is then dropped from the ticket in 1804 when Jefferson runs for re-election. Burr decides that he'll go back to New York and run for governor. Hamilton again blocks his campaign for governor. So Aaron Burr decides that New York State is not big enough for both him and Alexander Hamilton. He happens to see in an Albany newspaper that at a dinner party, Hamilton has uttered a so-called despicable opinion about him. And on the basis of that, he sends a letter, and this was kind of a very ritualized thing. If you send somebody a letter at the time, and you would say, "Sir, I hear that you maligned me at a dinner party the other night. I demand an apology or an explanation. I demand satisfaction." Well, I mean, you know, two centuries before Mick Jagger, satisfaction instantly meant a duel if you didn't comply. And in fact, this does. There's an exchange.
So Aaron Burr writes this note, and Alexander Hamilton responds or doesn't respond?
Hamilton responds, but not in an apologetic tone. He writes to Burr. He said, "You know, Mr. Burr, the adjective despicable admits of many shades of opinion." This was not exactly the contrite answer that Burr wanted, and Hamilton is very intransigent. Then when Hamilton begins to soften a bit, Burr suddenly ups the stakes, and then Burr wants a general apology for everything Hamilton has ever said about him in his life. And so that these two men, both kind of, you know, political warriors with their careers in decline by this point, decide to resort to the dueling ground. And duels were not uncommon among politicians and military men.
But did they have a ritualized way of sort of having a duel but sidestepping, actually killing each other? Or was it really that you did go for
it? Oh, no, that's a very good point, because the objective of a duel was not to blow the other guy's brains out, because you could be, however illogically, you could be accused of murder if you did that. So what you would do, the gentlemanly code, was you would go to the dueling ground, and if you were a good enough shot, you would try to clip someone in the arm or the leg. Then the seconds at the duel might negotiate
Some kind of compromise. Honorable.
That's right. And the two duelists would shake hands and call it a day. But, of course, there was always a possibility that someone would shoot to kill, which Burr may have done.
Burr did it deliberately, do you think? Because he hated Alexander Hamilton?
He may have. You know, we could never say for a certain. These were rather large weapons and heavy bullets. But Burr was an expert marksman, and certainly...
What about Alexander Hamilton? Was he as good?
Hamilton, well, this will kind of sound crazy. Hamilton's son had died in a duel 2.5 years before when someone offended his father. And so Hamilton, who had really lived by this dueling code, even though this was the first time it had actually reached the dueling ground, Hamilton has, on the one hand, because his son was killed in a duel, developed a principled opposition to dueling. On the other hand, he feels he's going to be denounced as cowardice if he ducks the duel. So he comes up with this, what us seems like a crazy strategy, which made perfectly good sense to him, that he would go to the dueling ground, he would expose himself to Aaron Burr's fire, hope that Burr did not shoot to kill, but that he would waste his shot. That is, that he would fire into the air.
Into the air, and that's what he did.
That's what he did.
Burr did not fire.
You know, one bullet, and that was it.
What a rich... it sounds like the attraction here was that there was a rich amount of not only material, but this is a rich character.
Well, that's what I said.
Underrated, you know, probably not paid so much attention to recently.
Yeah, well, this is why. I mean, this was biographer's gold. You look for a subject, on the one hand, of historical, great historical importance, and on the other hand, of great personal drama. And very often you get one or the other in the stories.
Are you surprised at things that you found? I mean, you've read the material, so whatever surprises came that would have come in the material. But in the writing of this, were there some surprises for you?
There were a lot of surprises. I think if I had to single out one strand of the book that really surprised me, is that Hamilton, who historically the stereotype of Hamilton is very brilliant, but that he was also a pseudo-aristocrat, you know, and he was the tool of the rich of his day. In fact, it turns out he was a passionate abolitionist. He was the most active abolitionist of any of the founding fathers. Turns out he also had absolutely perfect and enlightened views on Native Americans and helps to start a school in upstate New York to educate Native Americans. He has very enlightened and loving things to say about Jews. It's quite amazing. The man is devoid of prejudice. But Thomas Jefferson, who's come down to us as the pure tribune of the common people, Jefferson thought that blacks were genetically inferior, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So,
even though he mated with them when no one was looking.
Well, that's right. That was the other great sexual scandal of the time, which I point out in the book. I think that Hamilton knew all about it. And one of my finds is I discovered an essay that Hamilton wrote where he's taunting Jefferson's racist views, because Jefferson, to the extent he advocated emancipating the slaves, Jefferson always says, well, once we emancipate them, we have to ship them out of the country, because otherwise there'll be a staining of white blood. And so Hamilton writes this anonymous essay saying, well, surely Mr. Jefferson knows from his own personal experience all about the staining that takes place while the slaves are still in bondage. It's very hard reading that now to interpret it as anything other than a reference to Sally Hemings. Because remember, the Sally Hemings isn't something that we have found out now and we read back into the story. The Sally Hemings scandal was exposed while Jefferson was president during his first term. Jefferson didn't respond to it.
Ron Chernow, thank you so much for joining us today. The book, Pleasure. Alexander Hamilton. Ron Chernow is a National Book Award winner, historian. You can meet him tonight at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, at 7:30. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150, KNRC. Your car, $20,000. Your car radio, $300. The gas to drive into work and back.
So, do you want regular letter or you want premium?
$20. Listening to Jimmy, Enid, and Doug.
8:00 in the morning. Jimmy Lakey is my name.
Welcome to Enid Live. I'm yours until
11:50 KNRC. I'm Doug Kelly. 303-382-1150.
Priceless. AM 1150.
Turn it up loud, would you?
KNRC.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street, and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors.
Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious of the Market Street Madams, wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks.
Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street, a unique experience right in the heart of Lodo.
Call now for tickets. Your ticket price includes dinner. This unique show is running only for a short time, so don't miss your chance. Call 303-297-9600.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. I'm joined by Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, a registered investment advisor. Willis, many people I've met are completely invested in stocks, more than they should be, and they don't even know it. Has this been your experience?
Doug, many people do take on more risk for their situation, and it's not wise. Here's a simple rule to help you. Subtract your age from 100. The number remaining is generally the amount you should have at risk. So if you're 55, you should have 45 at risk and 55 safe.
Okay, so how do you tell if what you have is safe or risky?
Well, like I said, a lot of people are in things.
The phone there, so I don't know if they busted him down to receptionist. Oh, so there are actually two Corys, so maybe it was the wrong Cory who answered the phone. It was maybe some other Cory who answered the phone. Okay, so we have to straighten that one out. And that's what we've been talking about. You might have some opinions about that. 303-382-1150. We also, I promised you, three T-shirts. The Bush Loser T-shirt. We have three of them, one large and two extra larges to give away. We can do it one of two ways, and I haven't decided. Joe thinks that I should ask you to anybody who does the funniest anti-Bush bumper sticker is going to get a T-shirt. But we only have three of them, and we don't have a whole lot of time left, and I don't know if that's going to work. So if somebody's got a funny anti-Bush bumper sticker, let's float it past. But here are our sizes. We have one large, and we have two extra larges. And these are T-shirts that you can get online from jimmorris.com, M-O-R-R-I-S, or call 1-800-788-5411. And they're so cool that a lot of these, he sent us a bunch, and a lot of them, everybody just loved them. This is a black T-shirt, and it's got a head of George Bush on it in white. And in big letters, it says, loser, lost election, lost surplus, lost jobs, lost moral high ground, lost allies, lost compassion, lost trust, lost clean water, lost clean air, lost environment, lost wildlife, lost civil liberties, lost lives. And I would also add to that, lost his mind, in case he ever had one, a terrible thing to waste. So let's see. Give me a good can. All right, let's see if we this will fly. I don't know if any of you will come up with anything. But if you can give me a good suggestion for a Bush, an anti-Bush campaign slogan, one slogan per caller, best slogans as judged by Ina, Joe, and Jordan will receive a shirt. But you know, you're going to have to pick it up, too, in the next week, or else we're all going to take them. We're going to grab them. These are great, great shirts. Call Jim Morris and order one. 1-800-788-5411 is one way to do it. All right, we have some slogans for the T-shirts. Oh, the boards are filling up. Oh, my goodness. All right, Joe was right. All right, Liz in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. What's your slogan?
What's my slogan?
Yeah.
What else is hiding in the bushes?
What? Give me that again.
What else is hiding in the bushes?
What else is hiding in the bushes? Now, how are we going to do this, Joe? We have to get people's addresses in case they win. Joe, have you got a... All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and Joe will get your information. Liz, thank you very much. What else is hiding in the bushes? Okay.
And that's one thing. I wanted to comment also on what you've been talking about, because
yeah.
I think that, first of all, we can't afford to get rid of good teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I think DPS should just, like, really savor... the fact that they've got any decent teachers left considering the salaries that they get paid.
Right.
And I also feel like this is also an issue about separation of church and state, and I just don't think that religious issues belong. I mean, I think that he brought up a really good point, and I think that if you don't agree with a public school system, that you should send your child to a private Christian school. And if it's going to cause that much.
Well, I'm with you on it. I thought his question was fine and would spark a great discussion.
And he's from New York, and that's where I'm from, so that's cool. Well.
But anyway,
the other thing I wanted to say is that, really quick, is that you were talking earlier about how people don't want sperm from homosexuals because of HIV, and I think that people really need to get it out of their head that HIV is a gay disease. It is not a gay disease.
Thank you, Liz. I appreciate the
call.
303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. If you come up with a great slogan, an anti-Bush slogan, well, you may win our T-shirt contest. And these are great T-shirts from Jim Morris, and he's in Boulder. I'm Enid Goldstein, and this is AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:42, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid.
Partly cloudy, 76 degrees. Lots of Boulder teachers took today off. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
And AutoZone with the information this time around. Pretty busy drive so far. Westbound I-70 at Quebec. Earlier accident in the left lane, been moved off to the exit ramp. But westbound I-70 is jammed solid all the way back to Peoria. Southbound I-25, heavy from University or so on down toward Yale because of a vehicle that got vapor locked. He pulled himself over to the shoulder, but still caused some problems all the same. Lots of problems around George Washington High School right now. Part of it is because of some problems with gang activity earlier this afternoon, and part of it involves some sort of a protest. People are holding up signs that some other people in the neighborhood don't like. It's a constitutional right, but anyway, it's causing some slowing anyway. This weekend at AutoZone, pick up an electric fuse tester with an assortment of spare fuses for $7.99. 20% off the regular price while supplies last at AutoZone. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Hundreds of Boulder Valley school district teachers staged a sick-out today as a protest over current contract negotiations. The teachers are looking for a bigger pay increase than what the school district is offering. For its part, the district says they're giving all they can. This report brought to you by the Rocky Mountain News. Beginning July 1st, the legal drunk driving limit in Colorado will drop from the current 0.10 to 0.08. Governor Bill Owens signed the legislation this morning. The state would have lost $50 million in federal highway money had the limit not been lowered by 2007. A grand jury is looking into the alleged use of an escort service for recruiting parties at CU Boulder. Former CU football recruiting assistant Nathan Maxey is the central figure in this part of the recruiting scandal. Maxey's CU-issued cell phone was linked to many calls to an escort service in Boulder County. Deep Rock bottled water is a great way to keep clean, pure water right at your fingertips. Order online at deeprockwater.com or call 303-292-2020. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:44.
Trust and experience are two very important factors when considering medical treatments to enhance your natural beauty. I'm Dr. Robert Tuckler of the Plastic Surgery Clinic and Denver Skin Aesthetics. I would like to extend my personal invitation to visit our clinic. We offer our patients the finest care when it comes to the delicate art of plastic surgery and the latest advancements in cosmetic facial injectables, including Botox, Restylane, and Radiance. We have just purchased the most advanced laser system available, the Cutera Zio. This laser offers many options, including removal of facial and leg veins, age spots, and a skin rejuvenation process which stimulates new collagen growth and diminishes the appearance of fine lines. Hair removal is also available. Our nurses and aestheticians will evaluate your skin while listening to your needs. All treatments are performed under a doctor's supervision, a service we feel is mandatory. We have some of the top doctors in the area and have been honored by 5280, Town & Country, and Vogue. Call us at 303-830-7200 and request a complimentary facial assessment.
Listeners receive 10% off their first filler and 20% off their first Botox treatment. Call 303-830-7200.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy through the afternoon. Some isolated thunderstorms possible. Partly cloudy with some thunderstorms likely this evening. Then mostly clear after midnight, upper 40s for the overnight temperature. Tomorrow mostly sunny in the morning, becoming partly cloudy with a chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. We'll top out in the mid-70s tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy in 79. KNRC News Time is 2:46. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
It doesn't cost a thing.
News at the top and bottom of the hour, zero.
It might be your best investment.
Traffic and weather, zero.
So when they say you can't get anything good for free,
I need a price check on these sports reports.
Tell them you know the place where there is all of the free information they can handle.
Carol, sports reports? Those are free.
Thank you.
This is your information superstore.
Your total comes to Zero. Paper or plastic?
AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. We know how important traffic is to you. We've got Lelani Larson mornings and Steve Smith afternoons to get you through that rush hour traffic. Keep it here on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:48 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. We're getting your slogan ideas, and the three winners are going to get three Jim Morris T-shirts. And he has these are great T-shirts. One is large and two are extra large, but you can shrink them if they're a little bit big for you. Okay, Marie calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. What's your slogan for an anti-Bush bumper sticker or slogan?
Okay, Enid, hi.
Hi.
When you put Bush, and Dick together, what do you get? Go on, tell me.
What?
I'll say it for you. When you put Bush and Dick together, you get screwed.
That's pretty get good. It? Oh, Marie, that's very good. I'm going to put you on hold, and Joe will get your information.
Yeah, and I listen to you every day religiously now. And Mike Rosen's got the nerve to be talking about you and your ratings and how they're dropping in. And how soon he expects you to be off the air. And he was talking to a guy named Preston, who I've heard before.
Uh-huh.
And Preston wanted him to come on and, I guess, speak with you. And he says, well, I wouldn't waste my time, especially even if it was on a weekend. He wouldn't waste his time. So I guess he listens to you, Mike Rosen. I mean.
He said all that? No.
Well, he said that around the noon hour. You know, well, actually, he goes off around a quarter till 12.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then that Paul.
I'm gonna have to write him. I'm gonna have to write him a thank you note for giving me so much publicity on his show. That's great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mike Rosen is really an anal kind of person. He's got Vulcan-like blood going through his veins. He treats Preston like dirt. I mean, he is so to the right, and I mean, you can just jump over the cliff with it. He's
now. How come you listen, Marie?
How come I listen? Well, I catch him in the mornings, you know, for the news. I pretty much listen to every. I'm not a television. I don't listen to the TV anymore, pretty much. So I listen to radio. I have. I listen to you. I listen to all of it.
Well, I
want. But
to,
I want you guys to.
I want
you know,
to set the record.
Going.
Thank you. I want. Well, and you can help in that way by telling all your friends.
Oh, I am. I
want to set the record straight. There are station ratings, and then there are individual people's ratings.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not worrying about mine. Mine are terrific. So that's and also the whole rating system is a whole other bag of snakes in that it's a very, very. A lot of people think it's a very flawed system. So we know that the ratings at KOA and KHOW are dropping like a stone. These are big. These people have been in business for 80 plus years, and we are the newbies. We are coming up on our second anniversary June, and it really takes a few years to get yourself going, especially when you're up against very formidable competition. So I think we're pretty much on track.
Well,
and
he doesn't.
Formidable.
And he's. They're formidable.
You tell Mike. You tell Mikey Rosen to look at my hourlies and then see what he has to say.
You call him Mikey too. I've talked to him, and I told him, I says, look here, you need to just shut up about John Kerry and his weapons, because you and your neo-Nazi, the other guy who was talking to him about a book deal, you guys are like neo-Nazi, Archie Bunker, conservatives. I mean, you just have no idea what the.
Well, Marie, I'm really glad for your report, and we have a ton of people we've got to talk
okay.
to, and we don't have much time
well,
left, and we have
listening.
To find a winner for the T-shirt. I'm going to put you on hold,
okay.
And Joe is going to get your information. Thanks, Marie.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. I like Marie's slogan. That's pretty good. Okay, let's go to next. Fred on a cell. Hi, Fred. You're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Enid.
Hi, Fred.
Yeah, I was going to try for one of those T-shirts.
Okay.
Well, first thing is a slogan is everybody knows that under every bush there's dirt, and a bush cannot survive without dirt.
Wait a minute. Everybody knows
that under every bush there's dirt, and a bush cannot survive without dirt.
Under every bush is dirt, and Bush cannot survive without dirt. Okay, well, if dirt were the currency, there we okay.
And I have a sticker on the back of my car that shows a cartoon character of Mr. Bush with a top hat and a cane in his hand that says, seal of the President of the United Corporate States.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, Fred. Thank you very much. All right. Let's go to, I guess, Mike. Mike. Hi, Mike. You're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
Don't blame me. I voted with the majority.
Don't blame me. I voted with the majority?
That's right.
Okay. The majority. What's with your voice?
Lost it because of Agent Orange being murdered in Vietnam.
Oh, I see. Okay. Don't blame me. I voted with the majority?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Mike. We're going to put you on hold. I appreciate your slogan. Let's see. Do we have time to do one more? We do. Robert on a cell. Hi, Robert. You're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
How are you doing today?
Doing well, Robert. What's your slogan?
I'm a first-time caller.
Ooh, well.
Do you have something for me?
We will in a second, but tell me what your slogan is.
Well, here, I don't want the FCC to get crazy. All right.
No. Wait a minute. You got to be careful.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. Buck Bush.
Buck, B-U-C-K. Ooh, that's good. Buck
yeah.
Bush. All right, wait a minute.
You know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, well, don't say it. Robert.
No, I won't.
All right,
go
Robert
there.
On a cell, and I'm afraid the kiss machine is... We need a kiss. Just a minute. Here it is. It just fired up again.
It cracks me up every time you do that.
Robert, I'm going to put you on hold. That's very good.
All right, great.
Thank you. All right, let's see if I'm doing... I hope I'm doing this right. We better take a break now. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150, KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Saturday's Daily Deal is $5 off gate admission and unlimited rides at Lakeside Amusement Park. Look for it on page 2 of Saturday's Rocky Mountain News. Start your day with the Daily Deal. Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
In the world of shopping, 70% of the time women do the shopping and the guys get left behind. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. It's important to remember men and their eyewear, as eyewear shows the world what kind of personality they have. International Optique at Tamarack Square salutes men with a very special discount. Choose one dye from our dice collection, roll a 2, and receive a 20% discount off your new frame with the purchase of prescription lenses. Roll a 6 and receive 60% off your new frame. But remember, this game is just for men who want to look beyond fabulous in new eyewear. The discount is yours just for mentioning our game. Allow our staff to create a new look for you with eyewear from Alon Mickley, Click 12, Bada, or Oliver Peoples. You'll be a sure winner at International Optique at Tamarack Square. Guys, come in yourself or bring in your special gal. We'll make getting new eyewear and lenses so easy you'll want a pair for business, sports, and dress. All at International Optique at Tamarack Square. See you soon.
What a ride. Twists, turns.
Imagine a love life that exciting.
What?
Trojan Man.
Trojan.
Trojan Man!
Greetings, thrill seekers! Put on your seatbelts and say hello to the new Trojan Twisted Pleasure Condom!
That's exciting!
A uniquely twisted shape for mutually stimulating sensations. It's patented!
What do you think?
Won't have to twist my arm.
Thanks, Trojan Man.
New from America's most trusted condom, Trojan Twisted Pleasure. Pleasure you want, protection you trust. My job is done here!
Are you an advocate for social justice? Boulder County Safe House offers its tri-annual volunteer training, providing a comprehensive overview of violence against women, crisis intervention skills, anti-racism and anti-oppression training, and information on how to use positive personal action to end the social problem of violence against women. Spring training begins Saturday, June 5th. For more information, call 303-415-3749 or visit www.bouldercountysafehouse.org.
We call it dry talking. Go to our website at knicradio.com and look for details on how you can get a free KNIC travel coffee mug. That'll help on those morning commutes, and it may stop those stupid hot coffee spill lawsuits. There are few things that are free these days, but you'll find them at knicradio.com. Go there, sign up, and the dry talking coffee mug will be yours. You can even get unlimited coffee refills in your fabulous new KNIC coffee mug at Sugar Beet Cafe. It's just another way for us to say thank you for making AM 1150 KNRC your number one choice for news and talk in Denver. AM 1150 KNRC.
I really don't want to give my name. I'm a regional manager. I do love that Enid Goldstein. A mission to Mars, Mr. Bush? If there's any extra money in the budget, I think we should create a U.S. grant for hotness myself.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
Well, we just have a few seconds left, and then Doug Kelly will take over. We're going to determine who the winners are of the best slogan contest, and those people will get the T-shirts. And the rest of you, call Jim Morris at 1-800-788-5411 or go to JimMorris, M-O-R-R-I-S .com and order them. They're wonderful T-shirts. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for doing a splendid job, and thank you, Jordan Lyles, for doing the same, and to our two new interns, Travis and Doug. We appreciate your help. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. It was really a spirited show today, and I appreciated it. Do something generous. Have a fabulous weekend, and I'll see you back here noon to 3 on Monday. I'm Enid Goldstein, and this is AM 1150.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rosalind Jordan. More graphic images of Iraqi prisoner abuse have been published. The Washington Post obtained the photos and digital video, saying they go beyond what had been previously released. The images show soldiers abusing prisoners at the Abu Ghraib prison near Baghdad. NBC's Jim Mikleshevsky.
More still photos show the sadistic pattern of abuse and humiliation. A guard dog straining at its leash is used to terrorize a prisoner. A naked prisoner covered in feces stands before the grinning army specialist Charles Grainer, who prisoners characterize as the ringleader of the abusive guards.
John Kerry is considering delaying his acceptance of the Democratic presidential nomination. The Kerry campaign says it's considering the move so Kerry can keep spending millions in private funds raised during the primaries. Stocks rose today after Saudi Arabia called for increased oil production. That helped drop the price of crude below $40 a barrel. The Dow was up 29. The Nasdaq gained 15.5 points. I'm Rosalind Jordan, NBC News Radio.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale.